Ooh, he's a shock jock.
Previously on Best in Show.
Feeling a weird congestion problem right now. I feel like I'm going to pass.
What, you got allergies?
No, I don't think so. I'm allergic to not having any more Coke.
I think people said I used to have girl parts when I was in like grammar school, some BS like that.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm trying to think of the worst. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the worst rumors, but I guess that one hit closest to home.
When I was in, I think it was fifth grade, we had like a fifth grade teacher. The rumor went around for some reason that he pooped lettuce. Like, he didn't poop poop, he pooped lettuce.
Is that going to be what your pick of the week is? Are you teasing?
No. My pick of the week is the Packers over the Vikings.
The Packers over the Vikings. What's the spread on that?
The spread is the Packers are favored by 2.
Really?
So your stone cold lead pipe lock of the week. Your bet the house, put it all, lay the money down, Schlage lock of the week from Migraine Boy is the Pack. Yeah. Going with the Pack plus
Green
2.
Green Bay is for real. They're going all the way.
The Pack giving up 2. I will go so far as to say maybe the most cockamamie pick ever in the history of America. You either had a robot or a wolf with you. Hey, you're on Best in Show. Who's this?
It's Vito.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
How are you?
Are you at the office?
What are you guys talking about? Look, there's this African American on our team that, like, joined the team. And all we know is his name is D.
Wait, does he go to your school, though?
We have no clue.
Ooh, he's a shock jock.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Best in Show Radio. My name is Keith. I'll be going solo this week, reading to you from the Big Black Book of Communism. Chapter 1.
Genesis.
Brian. Later on, we'll get to some dictatorships. Chris running Best in Show Radio.
He's like the Italian Mussolini.
With an iron fist. Do-do-do-do-do. Yeah. If I was running it with an iron fist, everything would be smooth sailing all the time. Sorry. Like that. Smooth transitions. The return is triumphant. It's majestic. Everyone was afraid. They didn't know what could possibly happen after last week's debacle. The void has been filled. The chasm is filled with the majesty and glory that is our friend, our partner, the Jeter, of Best in Show Radio.
Thanks.
It's Keith. Why are you hiding, Sugar Bear? You don't like being the cheater?
I decided to go the opposite way this week.
It's good.
Instead of being majestic.
Dramatic Iron Way. Check out this. This is my favorite part of the song. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on TPX Radio. Apparently, we're having all sorts of technical difficulties. I don't know what we sound like to you. I don't know what we sound like on the recording. I don't know what anything sounds like. Yeah, we're amateur hour. What do you expect? It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on TPX Radio. You can get us on the hottest of all lines if you so choose, 877-788. Wait, nope, that's not our number.
877-744-6405.
6402.
Why would it be six? You changed it?
I don't know.
6405.
Is that really it? 744-6405? Yes. Yeah, I was, just so we know. Just so we know.
Again.
What?
Did you just say it wrong again?
877-744-6405.
Okay, you got it.
I thought it was 6402.
They can call that, but they're going to get someone else.
Yeah, and tell them about Best in Show, whoever picks up the phone over there. Yeah, just so we know, I almost gave out my work's phone number
I'm
again.
I'm officially designating, just so you know, for the record.
Just so you know, is the new here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, what are you going to do about it? But for your knowledge, folks.
FYKF.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, for your knowledge, I was just about to give my work's phone number again, so you guys could have called my knock, and they would have really appreciated it. Actually, guys from my knock are probably listening to the show right now.
What, I was about to say a name. And
what?
I was about to slip up and say someone's name.
Dirty. You're listening to Best in Show. You can call us on the hottest of all lines at that number that has been aforementioned. I don't even remember it. You can get us on the instant messenger at Best in Show Brian as soon as he logs in, or Best in Show Keith as soon as he logs in, or Best in Show Chris, but I'm not going to sign in, so don't bother. Get us in the chat room. There's all sorts of confusion going on. Brian, do you want to keep us abreast?
What scares me is that in the chat room, there's some pretty significant stuttering, what's being described as stuttering, and even some static. As much as it worries me in the chat room, I worry about the recording as well.
Why don't you switch the computer, look at the other one, see what it looks like?
Yeah, but I mean, you can't really see anything.
I think that's a pretty safe bet that's okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping as well.
Yeah, I'll bet you $1.50 it's fine. Because the static is probably from that thingamadaddy. Who knows? What are you mad about? You just gave me a look like you're angry with me.
No, I'm not angry with you. I'm angry with how we sound in the chat room.
So fix it.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry. I'll just fix it.
Man, if I ruled the show...
If I ruled
the show with an iron fist the way that I was supposed to, being the Italian Mussolini, oh my God, the show would be like a well-oiled machine.
Right.
It'd be like a...
olive oiled machine?
I don't even hear you.
I want to make a... No. I want.
Hello?
Fred's mic isn't even on.
Hello? Oh, there it goes. Hello?
You had the button off?
Yeah.
But that button, it actually should work even with that button.
It doesn't work as loud, though. It doesn't cut out completely, but you don't awesome. Get full...
All right, you guys want to start over? You want to do over? Let's start over.
We're still not fixed here. That's my problem.
Yeah, we're fixed.
The animals or what?
We got some works? We got some works.
You know what I want to make? I want to make, like... trading cards of dictators, but like animals, like Mussolini. But I don't know of any others. Can you think of any others that we can manufacture?
Let's see, Mussolini,
Saddam Hussein.
Like, it could be Adolfin Hitler. Like Adolf Hitler. Adolfin Hitler.
Thanks for pointing out that it was like Adolf. We wouldn't have picked up on it.
But on the bottle, no snout. It'll have a little mustache.
That's cute. It'll be adorable.
I thought Adolfin Hitler was our nickname for Chris, the way he runs the show.
Man.
No, the Italian Mussolini.
I'm like an Austrian Hitler. Oh, man.
Who's the guy in Cuba?
I'm Fidelity Castro.
Fidel Castro.
Fidel, yeah, that's a bad idea.
High Fidelity Castro.
Castor oil.
That's for my stereo dictator cards.
Edith, I mean. I don't know.
Edith is my favorite animal.
I don't know what to do. I'm a little preoccupied with worrying about Brian.
Edia Minx.
What?
Idi Aminx.
But honestly, isn't the whole thing about him that he's Idi Amini? He's like a meanie. Good morning, everybody. I don't know what to tell you at this point because the show's not working the way that it's supposed to be. So, hold on. What does that red thing say up there? Oh, you can't remember your password now on top of it?
Yes.
It's the greatest show on earth.
I think it's Minx.
Yeah. He hacked it. He hacked into the machine, the Matrix.
Things are coming up, Milhouse.
I love it.
He remembered he just wanted to show off his hacking skills.
I hacked my own. You know, one of a buddy of ours who used to call the show and hasn't called in a long time. I work with him, and he regularly forgets his password and talks about how he hacks his password all the time.
You hack yourself.
He's like, all right, let me hack this. Dude, hack the planet.
Does he have some hacking music that he plays, like that he, well, he gets, before he does it?
He starts sweating a lot.
Oh.
And like a camera like swirls around the room, and he's obviously typing furiously because that's the way that you have to hack.
I use my key to break into my house every day.
Oh my god. You're a modern day I was going to say Mussolini. You know what? You are a modern day Mussolini.
I steal my own identity at the ATM.
I love Houdini acts.
Didn't he die by getting punched in the stomach?
Houdini? Mussolini?
Those guys Houdini punched some dude in the stomach at the bus stop, took his jacket.
What was that?
Oh, man. So, you guys like sports at all?
Oh, boy.
I wanted to actually bring up my, my 2007 baseball predictions, but I don't have that show. I don't have the April 1st show, and it's not available, so...
Oh, I could have given it to you.
No, that's why I asked you for it at 1 in the morning.
While I was at work, hold on, I'll reach over and grab your picks.
Okay. Oh, you have them, okay.
Not only technical problems, like, we're reaching around, like, looking around the room through, rummaging through papers, trying to find, hey, let's find something to talk about.
Profesh.
Okay, here we go. Oh, wait, this is last year. The Cy Young winner, Zach Duke, 47
games. I said
winner.
That this year, too.
47 games he's going to win this year?
I think that was this year.
Okay. Well, who did you think was going to take the NL East this year?
I think I said the Braves.
Okay, that's not who you said.
Didn't you say the Mets?
It says the Phils.
Then that was 2006.
Yeah, it's 2007.
Well, I said the Braves were going to win the East and the Mets.
You
want to
just go with what you said in 2007?
That would be more accurate. I know I said the Rockies would win the West, which they didn't, but they won the wild card. I said the Pirates would win the NL Central.
Yeah,
I don't think
here it says that you were going to have the Colorado Rockies win less than 60 games.
Oh yeah, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's a great. This is great preparation.
All right, so maybe we'll do it next.
What happened to your Mets?
They didn't care.
Here, yeah, somebody send something in.
What's that?
Take me out to the Mets game so we can see them not win. 7 games up and they can't hit jack. These players look like they're strung out on smack. So it's booze, booze, booze for the home team. They can't pitch, it's a sin. 'Cause it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out. And we'll see ya next season.
Oh,
I got a little, I got a little scared there. I thought it was going to start a second verse. That was the most disappointing. Oh, that was good. It was good. I'm amazed that Keith is not swinging at this point. So I'll sit back and relax. Well, we got to call on the hottest of all lines.
It's not anyone's fault but their own. Let's say it that way.
This is going to be great. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 Hi. Who's this?
Yes.
I can't tell if it's Deja or Vanessa. It's hard to hear the voice.
It's not Vanessa.
That's a great compliment that you just paid me. It's Deja.
Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
I'm okay.
Excellent.
Why are we going to talk about baseball? Just to remind me that the Yankees are going to get swept today.
Yeah, that's a very interesting. It's a very interesting emotional issue with the Yankees. What happened with the? What's going on? Like two nights ago, that they had
with
like a malaria outbreak on the field. What exactly is going on?
A bug delay.
It was the apocalypse. I'm pretty sure it's a sign that the Yankees are bringing about the apocalypse.
Awesome.
Because it was just a plague of locusts out on the field when we're 6 outs away from winning the ball game.
Yeah, I heard a whole huge
Kenny Lofton's eye started to bleed too.
The river ran red. Yeah,
either that or he was just up really late.
So, from what I understand, the whole big issue was they were dumping water on the guys to try and get them unbugged up. Right? No, they were supposed to.
They were spraying him with off.
Jeter and Rodriguez started making out, and those bugs started coming down like flies.
Oh, Sodom and Gomorrah all over again. Totally. I understand. Let's see what happens.
I think they accidentally sprayed him with bug food.
Whoops.
It was an innocent mistake.
Yeah, when I was...
The Indians manager, Eric Wedge, said, no, don't use off. I got something much better.
It's called on.
Yeah, I didn't actually watch the game. Surprise, surprise! Because I just couldn't care less about that. But when I was at the supermarket yesterday buying my cold cuts, the guy behind the counter kept complaining to me about it, saying, "I don't know why they were dumping water on them. Because when you put water on them, it's the worst thing you could do. It spreads the sweat around and it makes them more appealing to the bugs." I was just like, "Oh, all right, thanks, I appreciate it."
Deja and I would.
There was no water being put on him.
It was off.
I'm making stuff up for.
They were dumping off.
Well, then don't go to the ShopRite. Or go to the ShopRite on Staten Island and tell the guy behind the deli counter, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, we were discussing this last night. I think Jabba Chamberlain probably could have stepped off, continuously just stepped off and saying, I can't pitch. I think he tried to like pitch through it, like, oh, I can deal with this. And evidently he couldn't.
Tough guy.
See, what I think happened is that they were, you know how they were spraying all that off all over him? Like, they just emptied a whole bottle out to Jabba Chamberlain. I think that maybe he got it on his hand, and that's why he started throwing the balls away in the dirt. Because in 23 innings, the kid never threw a wild pitch, and all of a sudden he throws three in one inning. I don't buy it that it had nothing to do with the bugs and the spray.
Except for the time he almost blinded Kevin Euclid. Twice.
That was on purpose.
Twice.
So where are they playing today? Yankee Stadium?
Mm-hmm.
Yankee Stadium, yeah. Where there will be no bugs, apparently. They have actually domed Yankee Stadium just for today. And they're going to be playing on AstroTurf.
Yeah, but the bad thing is they were having the rat convention yesterday, and they didn't completely clean up.
Tremendous fan of rat conventions and bugs. Hey, man, you know what? It's sports. That's what my feelings are on the matter.
Totally.
Football today. That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah, it happens every Sunday. It's a real...
you waiting for the Dolphins to go 0-5 now?
No, it's not me personally that's really waiting for it. I just really wish for competition. I enjoy sports for the sake of sports. I'm not a fan of any team because any team that I care about doesn't seem to care about me, so they don't do anything for me. So I'm going to sit back. I'm going to relax, kick back, enjoy a couple of ginger ales maybe. Yeah, I'm partying today. A couple of ginger ales and maybe...
You're not drinking today?
No, I haven't had a drink in 4 days of right now.
You must be real happy about that.
Yeah, I haven't had a drink in 4 days, and I worked until about 4:30 in the morning last night, so I'm going on very little sleep right now. I'm actually I'm actually on call for work right now, so I think that if I drink at this point, I'm basically taunting the gods, saying, hey, make mosquitoes attack me so I can't pitch when I have to go to work today. And I think I'm going to choose not to drink, or maybe I will as soon as somebody passes me something to drink. Who knows? We'll see what happens.
Awesome. I'm going to the kitchen to get something. You want something?
Yeah, how about a drink?
Okay.
Could you get me a ginger ale, a nice ice-cold ginger ale? And if you maybe happen to find a vodka drink in there, too, hey, I'll have one of those. I'm really easy to pull off that wagon, you know? Really, really hard. So, Deja, what else is going on in your world, buddy, or is your world?
You want to talk about hockey?
Sports.
I think...
Is Deja on the phone that. Anymore? Brian, that'd be a question for you.
No, she's not.
Okay. Sorry. All right, hold on. I'll be Deja now. Ready? Okay, let's do it.
You want to talk about hockey?
No. All right, Deja. Well, it was great talking. I feel bad that she's gone. Did you hang up on her because you were mad about things,
no,
Brian?
No, of course not. I didn't. If I did hang up on her, hung up on her. If
the
I
best
did
thing
hang
is
up on her, I didn't know. I did it unwittingly.
The best thing is Deja, not only is she a huge Yankee fan, but she's a huge New York Rangers fan, too. And they lost last night, so when I signed online, I get an instant message from saying that. with exclamation marks, the Iona Gales are 5-1 in football. I love when you're driven to root for your school's Division III football.
Yeah, team. I was gonna say, is that even Division One F?
And the Rangers, when the Rangers lost, it dropped them to 1-1 on the season.
Oh man, they're done.
Some fans aren't very tolerant.
Yeah, I mean, what could you possibly do? I mean, honestly, the season's practically over.
But this is the same person that was screaming and yelling about them losing a preseason game that dropped them to 5-1.
It's amazing the difference in certain people. They're 1-1 now, the season's over. Meanwhile, I'm like an idiot walking around with my 0-4 Dolphins saying, all right, still technically we could actually do this year. And there's only, what, like 56 football games a year for them to play. Or 16, give or take.
Oh, she dropped her cell phone off of her deck.
Oh, nice.
I think there were bugs attacking her during that call.
It's a shame. It's a shame. It's a shame when you mess around with my heart. So you're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. I thought I'd throw out there at 11:20 that in 10 minutes we will not be having Vanessa on the air with us. Vanessa will not be on the air with us this week or next due to some personal family issues. We wish her the best, and we look forward to seeing her back here on October 28th.
Which I am, by the way, pulling to be a big Halloween show. I'd like that to be a big Halloween show.
What do you mean by big Halloween show? Well, I think Deja's back.
No, this is actually the person that found her phone. They hit last call.
Yo, where did I found this phone? Who's this?
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey.
Super.
I want everybody to know that I was actually attacked by a bee, and I freaked out, and I just flipped the phone off the deck.
Bees may be the worst thing in the world. I might be more terrified of a bee than just about anything on the planet.
I'm terrified of seas.
You lose either way?
What?
I don't know what that means.
I hate seas.
I tried hard.
What?
Almost as much as bees.
Vealchop apparently has been to one football game ever, and it was an Iona Gales football game.
Sick. Did they win, bro?
Oh, really? No, probably not. Since this is the first time they've won since 1940, when the school was actually built.
Sweet. They play often? I'm hoping maybe they've only played a couple. By the way, Fred just came in and handed me a drink that's supposed to be like an orange mixture mixed in with some sort of vodka, and it's barely like off clear, so I'm sure this is really going to work out in my favor today, that I'm going to be passing out drunk in minutes.
0.16. Beat it.
No, thank you. I'm good.
Keith, what do you have there, dude? You have some, like, bomb canister.
Yes, it's my Starbucks coffee bunk.
Nice.
You didn't know they make those now.
Chris, what's up? What happened over there?
There's nothing good in this one.
I don't know if...
That's a drink that I served you.
I don't know if I explained before time, I'm actually a little worse for wear and probably shouldn't be drinking heavily, and you brought me a glass of kerosene. So I'm a little bit confused as to your motives right now. So, let's get back to it. You wanted to talk sports for a second there. We were talking about the New York Metropolitans, the mammoth collapse.
Well, you know what? We'll do my predictions. I predicted a Yankees-Rockies World Series.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I thought you predicted Yankees-Rockies. Didn't we have this discussion?
No. It was the Yankees versus the Rockies that you predicted.
What just happened? That is what I just said.
And I said it. So
I picked Matt Holliday to win the MVP in the National League, which I believe is going to happen.
Congratulations again.
I picked Mark Teixeira to win the MVP in the American League, and he's in the National League now, so I don't think that's going to happen.
Congratulations.
Zach Duke did not win 47 games. I don't even think he won 40 games this year.
Well,
that just means he's going to win 68 next year.
You predicted that last year, though. So did you maybe mean a two-year total? Did his two-year total come
up
to 30?
Did I say 5?
Did you mean play in? He's going to play in 47
now
games.
I don't think I made it.
In 2 years?
I think I said he was going to watch 40 games.
Yeah, he doesn't
from
have cable.
The doctor's office.
He doesn't have cable anymore.
No, definitely not.
So do you want to address the curse of Ryan Lely? The real reason why the Mets lost?
Who's Ryan? The old Chargers quarterback?
No, Ryan... No, that's Dan Fouts. Ryan Lely is the kid that...
Red's confused.
What happened?
Mike, you guys are talking about Faust?
What?
It's a great, great writer.
I was making a reference to Ryan Leaf, the old Chargers quarterback.
And I was making a bad one to Dan Fouts, the greatest passing quarterback up until Dan Marino came around.
Natron means...
Well, he does mean business. So Ryan Lilly is the kid that got in trouble, that they threw him out of the stadium.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, and his mom said when the Mets don't make it now, you'll blame it on the curse of Ryan Lilly. So do you personally blame Brian Lilly for this?
His mom's crazy because somebody will actually hunt that dude down and kill him just to break the curse.
In an unrelated story, Ryan Lilly found dead this morning.
In Carlos Delgado's backyard.
Then there's also the other big rumor, the other big superstitious rumor was that because of the backhanded way that Mr. Met got into the baseball mascots Hall of Fame.
It wasn't backhanded.
Oh no, I saw what he did. he was pulling the stuffing out of his head and stuffing the ballot box with more votes for him.
They don't really have a Hall of Fame for mascots.
Yeah if you go there now, you'll see Mr. Met there.
Mr. Met didn't win, but he got in because he had so many votes and there was such a big campaign.
Well, how many are in there? I mean, there's only like 20.
The San Diego
teams.
Chicken is who was entered this year, right?
I don't even know. To me, I think there should be two people in the. Wow, the San Diego Chicken wasn't in yet?
I don't think so. This is a new thing. Yes, the Philly Fanatic was probably the first
the
one.
The Philly Fanatic and the John 316 guy are the only two who should ever be in.
What's the John 316 guy?
The guy with the rainbow wig and he used to wear the sign that said John 316. He was like the first, but he wasn't really a fan guy.
What about the lady that spun her hands at Shea Stadium all through 1986, the old lady right behind home plate?
Yeah, she's dead, though. She can't be...
Was that Kisser? That woman in baseball? What was it?
What was her name?
The Kisser lady.
Something with an M.
The Madam Kisser?
Sounds like Morticia, but it's not. Morgana.
Morgana Kisspot.
You know, and she gave all the players like kisses.
The
yeah, she had big
there.
Boobs.
I think
she'd
be
run
beat
out
to
on
death
the field.
Now by the gods if she tried to do that.
She looks like she was beaten.
She'd be sent to Guantanamo Bay.
Great. I don't remember what her name is.
Morgana. Is she in now? She's not.
I don't think she's in. Yeah, she's not a mascot. She's in the Whore Hall of Fame.
I was going to say, I think that she beat out a lot of people to get in there this year, though, the Whore Hall of Fame. But even the John 316 guy, I guess he's not really, he's like a fanatic as opposed to like a hard guy.
You know what I think is actually responsible for the Mets? I think it's the curse of the team that stopped caring
team
after
that stopped
the
first caring.
Weekend of the season.
Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Dombey.
Hey, what's going on, buddy? Nice to hear from you so early in the program. Hold on a second. Let's get him. Let's get it out there so we know. We weren't expecting this.
Like
so
a call-tastic show.
Yeah, I thought it was Deja calling again.
Sick, so I'd make the show.
Nice, nice. Look at you, buddy.
Yay! What? Home. Yeah. Home. Yay, zombie. I am.
Wait, what in the hell was that?
I have no idea.
So, Zombie, please. I can't. I'm waiting with bated breath at this point. I can't even think about anything else. How did D do this week?
Wait, am I doing a pick right now? I have no clue.
No. I want to know how D did this week. How did D do this week? I was waiting for.
I'm sorry. D
Day.
D was arrested for not paying child support this week.
Didn't D just try to sting Deja on a roof a little while ago?
Wow.
So seriously, what happened, buddy? Tell me. Talk to me. Tell me about your team. Tell me what's going on. I need to know what's happening with the whatever the name of your team is that we're not going to mention on the air.
Well, I didn't want to go to the game because I'd rented it 28 weeks later.
So in the game this week, 28 weeks later, was on.
Yeah.
And was it good?
It was great. There were a lot of zombies killing people, which is awesome.
Fantastic, fantastic.
Now that was at the game or in the movie?
Yes.
It was in his life.
Everything's real.
All right, so we have no game review. Did you go to church this week?
No.
Zombie, come
you
on.
You are going down the wrong path, my friend.
You're missing out on football. You're missing out on...
God.
Cutting school and church to watch zombie movies.
Come on, man. Seriously, this is a one-way ticket to internet radio stardom.
Got me.
Zinger.
One-way ticket to a semi-consistent internet radio show.
Semi?
That's why I'm not at church, because I fake sick so I could watch the show.
Nice. Look at you, like a real fancy pants.
What did you say you had?
We're not encouraging that, by the way. Actually, we are, aren't we?
I said my stomach hurt, and they were like, okay.
My stomach hurt, and as soon as they left, I ate, and my stomach stopped hurting because it was full. Well, I endorse kids cutting out of church to do anything.
If there's anything that we can do to stop kids from going to church.
I suggest that children cut out of church to watch paint dry, if at all possible. Do whatever you can to do it. Actually,
or to have acid trips just like Chris.
No, certainly not. Certainly not. Drugs I do not support. I mean, if you're given the choice of taking drugs or going to church, I mean the choice is obvious. But I would go so far as to say, instead of cutting out of church to watch paint dry, I would cut out of church to watch dry paint be. I think that's even a better thing for you to be doing.
Be?
Yeah, it's Chase Deja. Actually, it's E. Now I forgot. So what's up, buddy? What do you got for us? What's your burning issue? What are you feeling, spiritually and emotionally? No, not you.
Who? Oh, no, zombie. Oh, my bad.
That's a weird question.
It's a weird question.
Do you have a pick this week?
No.
Oh, he doesn't have a football pick.
He doesn't have a football pick. He didn't go to
football.
He does.
Oh, you do have a pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, Green Bay's going to destroy Chicago, and I went through a lot of Google sites to find out how to do over and under, and I found nothing because they thought I was a genius or something.
Let me explain the over under to you for the fans of Best in Show and Best in Show Radio. If you don't know what over under is there's a number that is put out there by the Vegas odds maker, because there's only one, by the Vegas odds makers, and the combination of the scores of both teams in the game, if they exceed the over-under number, that's taking the over, if you get that right. If it goes below that combined score number, it's the under that you'd be taking.
What if it's exactly the same number?
It's a push.
So no one wins.
That's correct.
Hence the halves.
You usually get half points and stuff like that, but, you know, I mean, that's what the gist behind an over-under is. So what's your over-under pick of the week? Not knowing what the over-under is on the game.
Whoa.
No, he didn't have one.
I know. 14. I'm just being difficult at this
cruel.
Point.
I don't know.
All right, so you say Green Bay. We're putting Green Bay. Is Green Bay favored in this game?
No.
Yeah.
Somehow they're not. Yeah. Oh, are they?
Because I said so, yes.
Oh, so it's okay.
He might be right. I don't know. Why would Chicago be favored? They're like 1-4, right?
All right. So, you know, it's just a straight up pick 'em. We got it for Zombie right here. We'll see if that stands the test of time. See how you do. As Brett Favre hits that fountain of youth, the deal that he made with the devil to somehow pass Dan Marino to get the touchdown record last week. Well, good for him.
What do you think that conversation was like with Favre and the devil?
The devil would look at him and say, God, you're old. Oh, my God.
How are we going to pull this off?
I thought Dan Marino made a deal with the devil in that movie with Adam Sandler.
Wait, what?
Dan Marino makes a deal with the devil in the movie with Adam Sandler. Little Nicky?
Oh, yeah. Surprisingly, I wasn't a tremendous fan of Little Nicky.
And he had a weird voice.
Wasn't that also a
yeah, as opposed to Billy Madison. Shampoo is better. No conditioner is better.
I love when he acts silly in movies.
It's a weird.
Ooh. Him and Jim Carrey.
Nuts.
I love when he makes crazy faces.
Well, Jim Carrey actually has done some movies where he didn't act silly.
I
want silly
to see that movie, The Number 23, that he did. Did anyone see that?
No.
That was freaky.
Was it?
That was a freaky movie.
Is everything okay, Brian?
There you go. There's Zombie's review of The Number 23.
Brian,
that's what Jim Carrey, right? It's a dramatic thing, right?
Yeah, that's what Jim Carrey does. A lot of different things other than just comedy.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind was great.
It's good.
I want to talk about movies because I saw a couple movies this weekend, and I'll never have as good a movie viewing experience as I did this weekend. Absolutely not.
Why don't you tell us about it, buddy?
Friday, I saw The Darjeeling Limited, the new Wes Anderson movie.
Oh, I'm dying to see that thing.
It's excellent.
Awesome.
It really is. It's not as good as Bottle Rocket, which is still my favorite. It's about even with The Life Aquatic, I guess. But Owen Wilson, it's easily his best performance since Bottle Rocket.
Because
he's almost dignan in it, really.
Nice.
So it's great.
Does his character attempt suicide in the movie?
It's very uncomfortable.
I understood that's like...
I don't remember that.
Like, that's how it started. He's all bandaged up
Because yeah. Well, yeah, you actually find that out later, like right at the end of the movie. But it's not even but it's a side thing. It's nothing to do with the plot, really. It's just it's like a line thrown in.
Darjeeling Limited.
The Darjeeling Limited. Darjeeling Limited is...
Does he turn into a sled at the end?
Yes, he does. The Darjeeling Limited is a train that runs every 24 hours through India, and that's the train they're on.
So it's almost like the N and the R.
It almost is. And also, I bought...
Runs a little more frequently than the N and the R.
I bought... I went with my wife and her brother, and we bought 3 bottles of water and... 2 little trays of nachos and a small popcorn, and it came out to $30.75.
That's not even slightly surprising. Aren't you
$4.25 a bottle of water per bottle?
That doesn't surprise me.
Water at a movie theater. Aren't you supposed to get like a trough of cherry coke?
Yeah, but I knew eating popcorn and nachos, water was going to probably be the best thing to get. But
I would never get water in a movie theater. But I also wouldn't get cherry coke either. I would get a huge thing of lemonade or iced tea. I do not like bubbled drinks.
And I was looking forward to that horribly sludgy, disgusting fake butter they put on the popcorn, which they didn't. It tasted like, you know.
Did you ask them for it?
No, I thought they just put it automatically.
Give me the sludge fake butter, please.
No, yeah, give me some. I need extra butter. I need some of the extra butter, golden
butter
stuff.
This wasn't even a matter of
stuff.
Extra. This was dry popcorn. They don't put any butter on now.
Okay. I made the mistake of ordering extra butter once at the movie theater. Oh my God. It was like...
I loved it.
They put so much butter on it that it was like it was dripping out from it was like a
were
bowl
you being
of
were you
saturated.
Being a jerk before then that they
I seriously
did that
was
you?
Not no I wasn't blowing anything out. I was just like, hey, can I have extra butter? I really like that butter stuff. And it was like half butter.
Oh yeah, yeah, we'll show you how much you like it. I mean, the 14-year-old kid that was working there that day, you know, probably got suspended the day before for missing English class, and that's as a result you got, you know, a pissed off kid.
Yeah,
sorry. Speaking of zombie, what were you saying in there before
sorry,
Brian
zombie.
Rudely interrupted you.
Have you ever had so much butter that the bag ripped open?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was dripping out from the bottom of it. It was like a bowl of butter that had... It was like cereal. It was like you put popcorn in, and then you poured enough butter into it that you had to eat it like cereal with a spoon.
I don't even understand the concept of a bag for popcorn. Aren't you just supposed to get the big cardboard...
No, they put them in
bags. You can't get the big cardboard circle?
If you get the large, the bucket...
Yeah, what a surprise. I'll be taking the large.
All you guys should grow up and just sneak food into the movie, man. Like the way to do it.
Well, in a Ziploc bag, you could bring whatever things
I'll
you want.
I'll bring Quiznos in there. I'll eat a sandwich. I'll eat a meatball. If I eat Meatball Hero, I'll eat a Meatball Hero.
I actually went to the Darjeeling Unlimited on Friday with Fred, and we were sitting in the third row, and the back door opened up. So I got a large pie. Large pie for Fred.
We got some sushi in there, too.
So you were the guys that got thrown out.
No, we gave the usher a slice and everything was fine. But I don't understand eating anything at a movie theater other than buttered popcorn, and it's got to be the theater popcorn.
Yeah,
and
Raisinets,
and maybe in some nachos.
Nachos were good, but they didn't give enough cheese.
Mm-hmm. I actually been to a theater in Jersey that actually it was like one of the first stadium seating places, and it was all highfalutin. That they actually had like little mini tables next to your thing, and they would bring food to you and deliver it to you, like you would order it
during the movie and stuff.
During the movie, you tell them where you're going to be sitting, you place your order, and then Sarah, go sit down. We'll bring it to you in a little bit.
There was this movie theater in Syracuse that you got the seats that you sat in were like reclining chairs. You know what I mean? Like you would sit like a lazy boy, and it had a tray that you would flop over it. They'd serve you burgers and beer.
Ooh.
Oh, it was
see,
great.
See, well, the thing that was fantastic at the place that at this the stadium seating place, like I said, and actually give you an idea of what it was. I saw the first episode 1 of Star Wars there. That's how long ago this was when I first went there. So what's that, like 5 years ago, give or take, something like that?
I think it was like 10.
Episode 1 was 10 years
ago?
It was
98.
No. I don't think that's true.
I think it was like 25 years ago.
Wow.
No.
It was 72? It was 1972 when I went
you're
there?
You're talking about the newest of the three. Number one. Because three,
the earliest
four, five,
of the three.
Yeah.
The earliest of the three.
The earliest
yes.
of the newest.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, the one with Jar Jar Binks.
The one that comes after episode 7.
No, that was in the 2000s,
Six.
I think, right?
Okay, well, whatever movie it was a while ago. And that's like one of the last movies I went to when I went there. And the best thing was sitting there and having them bring me fried shrimp to my to me while I sat and watched the movie. It was terrific.
May 19th, 1999.
Wow.
Stop it.
No, it wasn't that day. I did it on the 23rd.
Seriously, that's when it was released in America?
Mm-hmm. What's up, buddy?
Oh, Doesn't the show sound oddly like the last year's Christmas show? It's so freestyle.
Right now,
everybody's calling in.
Oh yeah, I love it. I'm a big fan.
We are very hip hop.
I mean, I don't know see, the thing is, we're actually, I don't know if you guys realize it or not, but we're actually all reading off of a script. There's a teleprompter on the wall that explains to us how. Wait, hold on. Now say, and the teleprompter says, hit the next line. We act natural when we read. Applause.
We actually do this every weed. Oh, I mean every week.
Parentheses. Applause from the crowd. Close parentheses.
Don't tease me, Keith.
Yeah, it does. It does have a free form feel to it. I like it. It's. I'm a bit. You know, I like when people get in.
I should have used wheel. Sorry, I
didn't. You know, zombie.
What I did yesterday, I had this thing set up on my computer, so when I go like, I am zombie. Period. Space. And I'm talking to the computer. It typed what I said.
Could you call in? You mean you? It'll. Can you call in with that voice? You mean?
I think he's saying it types.
Oh, it types for you, or it speaks for you?
It types for me.
Oh, okay.
There's a website that you can go. It's for people who are deaf that you can I forget what the name of the website is, but you can type, like, text into the thing, and then it'll say the message over the phone.
I asked
you, so you can dial in.
I asked some deaf people about that. They said they never heard of it.
Waka, waka, waka.
That's actually when you call they have those phones that actually call you. When I actually used to work at the pizzeria, there was actually a guy who would order from us regularly that said, this phone is from the something, like, and this whole thing.
The relay thing, like?
Something, yeah, and it basically...
Oh, that's when you have an actual operator who relays. They say the
No, it was a
themselves.
Robot. It was a robot voice that was talking to us.
You can
do
horrible.
That on the internet now. Like, you can just go on the internet, go to the site, and then say, call this number and say these words, and the robot talks to you.
I'd like it.
I can see what you're gonna.
I know this is true.
A robot or a wolf?
This guy called my job. I answered the phone, and at my job, I'm not really supposed to answer the phones. Customers aren't supposed to have that number because we're busy. So I pick up the phone, and it's a relay call. So I'm like, all right.
By the way, the explanation of customers aren't supposed to call us because we're busy is the worst. Is the worst customer service ever?
Because there's a call number. There's a call center they're supposed to call, a customer service number. This
number
is strictly for the personal...
Yeah, we're too busy to answer the phone. We'd much rather them go into a phone bank and wait 30 minutes and hang up so we don't have to talk to them.
So if I'm standing there helping you, do you want me to answer the phone and talk to somebody on the phone?
Certainly not. I'm just saying the whole concept of that phone... Yeah, we don't want you guys calling that phone. We want you to call the number that we're not going to answer for a long time.
So this guy gets this number somehow, and he...
I gave it to him.
And I answer it. You never even got that number.
718-370. I'll give the last four digits if you want.
You can, because you got the first three wrong.
Damn it. 390?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this guy calls up, and I'm talking to him, and I give him an answer, and the guy comes back and says... He repeats whatever the guy says, which is, that won't be good enough, sir, because I need to discuss this with somebody now. So and my response was, I said, oh, really?
Can you imagine
and
the guy relaying back?
The guy relaying back, oh, really? Disconnected.
Yes.
Wow. You know what?
I'm sorry you can't hear, bro. You're not getting special treatment.
I'm longing for the hold music that never ends.
I also have
that kind of customer service.
I also have a deaf guy that refuses to write or
that refuses to hear, no matter how much you try.
Most of the deaf people, because nobody knows sign language at my job. Most of the deaf people come in with a pen and paper. They write. They hand. There's one guy that refuses to write. He just yells and goes, and then he stares at you like, why didn't you understand me?
I'm so uncomfortable right now.
I'm a little insulted myself, personally.
I'm sorry.
The guy wanted you to put HBO2 on his package. I mean, you just quoted him verbatim, like you somehow didn't know what he meant.
Was that what that meant? So maybe I shouldn't have put all that porn on his account.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm sure that was real punishment for him. He was really upset watching it.
Hey, zombie hung up.
I would too if I had anything to do. We've had a lot of that. These people calling in, being part, dropping in, dropping out. We like it. Keep doing it. Here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Well, you can get us on the instant messenger, Best in Show Brian. You can get us on the instant messenger, Best in Show Keith. Or you cannot get us on the instant messenger on Best in Show Chris or Best in Show Fred. Call us on the hotline, 877-744-6405.
You got it?
Sweet.
Maybe we could ask this guy.
On the hottest of all lines, you're on Best in Show. Who's this?
Hey,
it's Migraine Boy. What's going on, buddy?
Since we're doing this
sports thing. I wanted to get my pick in before the pregame show starts.
Understood. Yeah, I at the beginning of the show, I don't know if you caught us from the very beginning. We played the you know, the previously on Best in Show from last week, and
I think
this young gentleman that we've got on the line with us is now 2-0 with his picks. 2-0 here on Best in Show.
I'm 2-1.
You two. Wait, what was your first pick?
Saints. First pick was. Which one was the first? I picked the Jets over the Ravens. They beat the spread.
Uh huh.
Then I picked the Saints, and that was a great pick.
Yeah. For some reason, I thought you picked the Jets 2 weeks ago. I'm you know, I'm obviously wrong. All right, so you 2-1. That's perfect.
2-1. It was the Jets, the Saints, and last week I picked the Packers, which you said was. Garbage.
I think I said it was one of the most cockamamie picks ever in the world, and that's why you're the picks guy and I'm not. That's why I'm never going to win anything in the history of the world, and you're gonna make all of our listeners a little bit of scratch as they get involved here and make the picks with Migraine Boy here on Best in Show. What do you got for us this week, bud? What are you feeling?
Well, this week's pick is going to maybe get people upset. Maybe not, but probably. I'm playing like a knock for myself. I'm just doing like a knockout pool thing. I'm not going to pick the same team twice just to see how well I do. I'm actually going to go with the Browns. I don't think the Patriots are going to beat them by 16.5.
I think the
Browns will make it close.
The Browns are getting 16?
16.5. Whoa. They're getting. I mean, they're also playing the most ridiculous team in the world that everyone's expecting to go undefeated.
Well, they're going to cheat and win.
Not me. I don't expect them to go undefeated. I don't expect them to need. Yeah, you don't need to cheat. They have Randy Moss and they have Tom Brady, and it works out just fine for the two of them.
And then they have the guy on the sideline.
Put it this way:
video and tape in the place before they have.
Put it this way: as of right now, and you know it's not going to happen, but if it continues the way it's going right now, Randy Moss will have 2,000 receiving yards this year. He's on pace for over 2,000 receiving yards. That's absurd. That's ludicrous.
What's the most
like
in
the
a
rapper?
Season?
Yes, Luda. He's part of the same Luda.
Like
absolutely. I can't even think what that guy's song is.
Oh, boy.
You're the one that knows him.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, read a book, read a book, read a book.
That's not ludicrous.
Oh, I get them confused.
That's Ja Rule.
I get rappers confused. I can't tell.
No, it's not. It's R. Kelly, dude.
Ludacris feels like a midget's hanging off of his neck.
Yeah, I don't know.
I just
know.
Wanted to say something quickly, though, because I was in a chat room and I said it in there as well, but I can't believe in this day and age on the internet that a young man like Zombie can't possibly find out what the over-under is. I mean, give me a break. I mean, how hard a concept is it? Over-under.
He's the undead.
Wait, so
I'm going to Google over-under right now and see what comes
if
up.
If it's the same, wait, so
Hornsy.
This is what we're oh, God.
Yes.
I love over-under movies.
Okay, number one. The number one site that came up. An over-under bet is a wager in which a sports book will predict a number for statistic in a given game, usually the combined score of the, we'll say, teams. I'm waiting for it to load. So the first result on Google was a pretty accurate description of what over-under is.
Wait, so that means that the winner has a point? Gets points for losing.
The second one is sportsgamblingatabout.com, and then there's over-under.com. That looks a little shady. I'll have to look at that one privately.
Yeah, do me an instant message that one over to me. Hey, so the kid doesn't know. He's not a sports-minded guy. All he cares about is D. All he cares about
but
is...
He seems like a tech-savvy kind of, you know, computer kid. I mean, you know, how hard could it have been to do a search for over-under? Go on Wikipedia. They got everything.
Wow. Wow. Man. Migraine Boy.
Migraine Boy takes no prisoners.
Yeah, seriously.
I think he called you out.
Pulling Zombie's card. It's trouble.
Overcome Under is a design company.
I'm trying to help the boy.
No,
be a bit more clever.
I understand, you big meanie. No problem. I thought it was my job to beat up on the youngins. No, good stuff, man. Hey, so he could find out what over-under is. Zombie, start gambling. Get your bookie on the line. Do what you can. When you bet that over-under, as soon as you're done with that, make sure that you bet right after that the Cleveland Football Browns. The Cleveland Football Browns, who will be... What's going to be the final score of the game, Margaret? Well, just throw it out there, just to be that guy.
I will say 34-27.
34-27, a shootout of sorts. Shootout of sorts. It's actually wrong. The correct answer is 2-1. The final score will be 2-1.
A safety and an extra point. Okay.
Exactly. 2-1, and Denver will win. It's going to be great. But speaking of Denver winning, at my company, a lot of the guys at my company are my NOC is actually based out of Denver. And if I hear one more time about how it's Rocky-tober, it's going to really make me insane. That's all I just want.
Rocky.
Yeah. I'm actually glad that the Rockies won. I mean, that's at least. I'm not happy that the Diamondbacks won. Did anybody find out if they found Steve Bartman? I heard that was the other thing. Like, you were talking about jinxes and at the Mets.
Well, what do you mean?
Somebody told me that they couldn't find Steve Bartman.
I think Steve Bartman's been undercover since, you know, I mean, for years now. He's been hiding. I mean, I don't think that he's like, you know, he doesn't exist anyplace. But he's not. I think he's just
not real.
He never was real. But I never. I didn't think there was any sort of issue with him. You know, other than the fact that he was keeping himself laying low. Are they actually looking for him again now for some reason? Or
I think when the Cubs made it this year to the playoffs, I think there was a kind of search for Steve Bartman or something like that. I guess they just wanted to talk to him about the playoffs and if he was going
to
show up.
Talk to him about this great seventh inning stretch thing they got planned with a noose and him.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They got to exercise the demon there. They're going to have to hang him in the middle of Wrigley Field.
You know what? Steve Bartman did prevent Moises Alou from catching that ball, but he also didn't go to the mound and give up 7 runs after that the rest of that inning. So I think the Cubs should probably take part of the blame for that whole thing, too.
Dude,
they should, but if there's
you're
any
saying
sport that is, you know, in part, baseball is a superstitious sport, and that whatever goes on there, it does affect things. I can't explain it. I don't know any better than that. But something like that, it affects the psyche. I'm not saying that the Cubs didn't blow it. I'm just saying Steve Bartman needs to accept his guilt in the affair and throw himself into Lake Michigan.
The worst thing is Moises Alou brought that curse with him this year to the Mets.
Or maybe Moises Alou needs to be hung.
Wow. This is a tough day for Migraine Boy.
a tough day for those who've drawn the Migraine Boy's ire, apparently. He's hanging people.
It's been a rough week for me.
Understood, buddy. I don't understand. These things happen.
And I want to agree with Keith. The Darjeeling Limited was a good movie. At least it was better than Life Aquatic.
Ooh.
I also like Life Aquatic.
Life Aquatic's one of my favorite. I think they were about even. I think it was a little better, maybe.
It was a little bit better.
I
don't like Rushmore.
You know how Wes Anderson's anally, like, obsessive over every little minute detail of every character's lives? Mm-hmm. It wasn't nearly as bad as, like, Life Aquatic or Royal Tenenbaums in that sense.
Tenenbaums is incredible.
It was a slow start to the film, but by the last half hour, 45 minutes, then you get kind of really caught up in the characters, and it was a lot of fun.
And it's the triumphant return of Applejack as well.
Okay. No, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Actually, Applejack?
No.
But Kumar isn't Applejack.
Oh, it's a different guy.
Kumar, okay.
Oh, who's Applejack? I haven't watched Bottle Rocket.
Applejack is the guy who has the heart attack in the car and locks himself in
his
hands.
Wrong guy.
Yeah, no, Kumar is. I lost my touch, man. Did you ever have one to lose?
He was also in Tenenbaums, though.
He absolutely was. Yeah.
I'm out.
I want to ask you.
You're out too.
Yeah, Migraine Boy. Before you go, I want to know if you can for me rank what you think the Wes Anderson films are in their order, like top to bottom, and then I'll ask everybody around the room.
Top to bottom.
Well, you can go bottom to top. I guess that would be more dramatic when you build up and say Bottle Rocket at the end.
Number 5 is Life Aquatic.
Wow. Okay.
Number 4, for now, I'm going to say Darjeeling, just because I probably have to watch it another couple of times for me to process the whole thing. Number 3, Royal Tenenbaums. Number 2, Bottle Rocket. And number 1, Rushmore.
Wow.
I love Bottle Rocket. And Bottle Rocket, at least you could pop in any time and enjoy it. But Rushmore might have been Wes Anderson's best film so far.
I actually put Bottle Rocket number 1, maybe Darjeeling number 2, Life Aquatic 3, Tenenbaums 4, and I don't really like Rushmore.
I think Rushmore's horrible. Okay. I think Rushmore is
And I don't think it's horrible, but I don't think it's nearly as good as the others.
It's the same thing as like the Beatles conversation with the best Beatles song. Like they're all brilliant and genius films. I think the guy's fantastic. I don't think he's ever done anything bad in the world. But I think of them all, Rushmore is by far the worst. I didn't see this, you know, the new one, despite my little jokes before. So I'll go 4-1 with it being, Rushmore, Life Aquatic, Tannenbaum's, Bottle Rocket. Bottle Rocket, obviously the best one. Obviously, and I think
you like Royal Tannenbaum's better than Life Aquatic.
Yeah, I think the Life Aquatic's okay. I think that Bill Murray is really a pretty likable, funny character in it. But overall, the movie I don't think is great as the other.
That's
ones.
How I felt about. I don't know what it is about Rushmore. My wife loves Rushmore. It's like her favorite movie in the world, and we always argue about this because she doesn't like Bottle Rocket.
I have a problem with Jason Schwartzman. I don't like him.
Oh, see, I like him in the new movie. I think he kind of annoys me in Rushmore too, though.
Yeah, I don't.
And
like
I don't like that teacher either.
He can be pretty annoying, but I really like him in Rushmore. It's a constant battle, but I find now I think Rushmore is probably ahead of Bottle Rocket slightly.
Crazy talk.
Yeah, it's
you catch that Jason Schwartzman's like barefoot throughout almost the entire Darjeeling Limited.
No,
do you really want to run around India barefoot?
I would bathe in the Ganges barefoot.
With those dead bodies?
I'd put my shoes on, but then I'd dip my body in and get, like, I don't know, Legionnaire's disease or whatever I get from being near the water.
Leprosy.
Bubonic plague.
Delicious. Sounds delicious. Parmesan. Awesome. Migraine Boy, as always, fantastic call. Good stuff, buddy. I appreciate your picking. I'm calling my bookie right now. We're going to get it done.
Right, and I'll be lynched next week.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy. So do you have anything like you want to plug or anything like that? Do you have like a website or a MySpace or anything like that so people could harass you? You want to give your home address out?
Social security number.
Yeah, everybody just come down to the East Village. That's it. I'll leave it at that.
Sweet. Go to the East Village and look for my green boy.
Try to find me. Like, awesome. Where's Waldo?
Awesome. He's the guy who looks like a wolf, or he has a wolf or a robot with him, one of the two at all times. Excellent. Migrant Boy, thanks a lot, buddy.
All righty. Take it easy.
Sweet. So what do you say, the Browns?
The Browns. I don't think it's a bad pick. The Browns, you know what? I expected the Browns to be total garbage this year. Well, maybe not total garbage, but, yeah, no, total garbage, because you know who their quarterback was. I expected them to be total garbage this year. And they like, shocked the world by, like, scoring, like, 50 points against Cincinnati a couple of weeks ago.
That's true.
I can't, I can't say that I think it's impossible. Officially, I think the final score of the game is going to be, like, 24-3. I think they're going to get crushed. But it's not the craziest pick in the world. You know what? It's gambling. It's always a gamble, and you never know what it's going to be. Who knows? No. So I want to talk about some other another thing that happened a couple of days ago. I don't know, and I actually yesterday after work last night and talking with a buddy of ours about my thoughts on this, I was going to say I didn't know if this thing that I'm about to talk about was a dream or a real commercial that happened. Upon talking to him, he's told me it's actually a dream that I've had, so I'd like to talk about it.
I disagree. I think it's a real commercial.
Are you guys familiar with the boxer Floyd Mayweather Jr.?
Yes.
Well, apparently,
African American gentleman.
Big. Indeed, he is. He's not. He's not that big. He's a
boxer.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he's not a gentleman. He's a pugilist.
Nice.
What did he steal?
Nice.
We don't condone pugilism in school either.
Obviously.
Write your damn stuff yourself.
See, I was going to say everyone has the right to vote. But I had this dream or saw this commercial last week where Floyd Mayweather Jr. was sitting in his wheelchair with a blanket over his legs. And he said, "This product is so good that even I would walk to it." And he threw his blanket off his legs. And you saw one of his legs was like shriveled and atrophied and like
you know what's funny? When you first started to say this, I was thinking, well, how does your coworker know it's not a real commercial? Maybe he just didn't see it. Now I understand why he knew it's not a real commercial.
And I don't know what in God's name, like what product I thought this was for or anything like that, but this
was the one who was doing all the CGIs with Martin Luther King and all that stuff.
Right. Well,
one of those.
Yeah, it's like, the one that made Christopher Reeves walk to.
Yes, that one.
Yeah. And I don't know how I had a dream.
I think Floyd can walk fine. He's still boxing.
Well, I don't know, man. Did you see that last thing that he did? It wasn't really good. But
what could he be selling when he wants to be walking out of his
chair? But here's the point. It was so real.
Running shoes.
I was just like, I thought about it. I was like, wow, how the...
A remote control.
Like, didn't he just fight, like, the Golden Boy recently? How's he in a wheelchair? I'm, like, totally confused on this whole thing. And, yeah, so apparently I dreamt about Floyd Mayweather being in a wheelchair.
But
so,
he was this age, or was he older?
Like, he was a young guy. He was a young guy. That's why and for a minute, like, I was thinking, like, wow, I can't believe this guy's in a wheelchair. This is messed up. And then I looked into it and found out he wasn't in a wheelchair. And then I started thinking, wow, what a messed up commercial to make believe he's in a wheelchair. And then I realized, you know what, I think I probably dreamt this, and this didn't actually happen.
It's funny, because I saw a commercial with Evander Holyfield that was kind of strange. His kids are, like, asking him to put something together for them, and he's, like, in the pool, and he keeps hearing, like, on the radio how...
they asked him to put something together in the pool. It was the hairdryer that was plugged in. Dad, please, anything, just stop boxing, please.
I don't know who would he be fighting now. I don't even know.
Evander Holyfield is on the quest to be the oldest heavyweight champion.
Who's the champion now?
Oh, I don't know.
Riddick Lewis? Vitalik
Klitschko is one of the champions. I don't follow boxing.
I don't think it's Klitschko, but whoever it is, they're saying that this guy is talking all kinds of trash about Evander Holyfield. And then he, like, throws whatever it is that he has, and he's like, later, there's more important stuff to deal with now. Like, all angry.
I don't care about family. I care about being an old man beat up by a young man.
How old is he? He's over 40.
He's over 40 right now. He's like 42, I think.
To be
like
boxing
that.
Over 40, that's a big time, man. You're going to mess yourself up in the long run. He's going to be
George,
like...
George Foreman did it. Ray Mercer did it.
Yeah, but you don't think
Ray Mercer's fighting MMA right now. Ray Mercer fought Kimbo three, four months ago.
Ray Mercer? He's well.
Ray Mercer's
right?
Got to be close to 50. He's probably like 46 to 48.
And actually, that wasn't a bad fight that he fought.
No,
with Kimbo.
It was a horrible fight.
I mean, he didn't go down as fast as I thought he was gonna. I mean,
I think the fight lasted a minute. Dude.
No,
are you
it was like
your mind?
Two or 3 minutes it lasted.
I don't
think
it
grappled. They grappled for a little while. I knew Kimbo was going to win, of course, but I thought he was going to knock him out like one punch.
I didn't think Kimbo was going to win.
Really?
I don't believe the hype on Kimbo at all. Being an MMA guy,
he's just a diesel looking dude.
Yeah, I mean, he's an Olympic gold medalist. He knocked out though. You got to give him that.
Did you ever hear that Tommy Morrison didn't really have AIDS?
What?
I saw a commercial about it. He was in a wheelchair.
They're saying now that Tommy. It was actually
him and Larry Flint were hanging out.
My ring is out here, Tommy. My ring is out here.
Tommy Morrison stands up and he leaves the AIDS clinic.
Never knock me down.
No, but they really, I read that Tommy Morrison said he never really had AIDS. The test was wrong, but they still didn't let him back into, because he's boxing again now.
My ring is out here. Yeah, well, they let Magic
play... No, that's fine. You gave a good enough answer.
They let Magic play basketball again, though. Right?
Did they? Did they let him play?
Yeah.
I don't think Tommy Morrison was actually... Yeah, Magic Johnson did come back, but I don't think Tommy Morrison was banned from boxing. I think he just decided not to do it.
Magic Johnson came back to basketball, but whenever he tried to pass a ball to someone, they went, ew, and they let it fall to the ground.
There's some bad Magic Johnson jokes.
Yeah, let's keep them undercover. Let's look at them happen.
I have a pretty good one. Oh. I can't say it.
What?
Is it related to his name?
Whoa! What do you call Magic? What do you call Magic Johnson in the wheelchair? Rollins.
Oh, dude, this is the
I was gonna call him Floyd Mayweather.
See, that's not even. That's much better. But dude, that's the same. That was the same joke as what you call Rock Hudson in a wheelchair. It's the same AIDS joke that everyone does.
How did AIDS spread from the West Coast to the East Coast? Magic.
Yeah, that was kind of funny, actually. I like
2007,
that.
Best in Show. Magic Johnson AIDS jokes.
You guys got some OJ jokes.
Dude, you guys know what NASA stands for? Oh, wait, sorry. Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. All right, so I'm going to cross Floyd Mayweather Jr. in a wheelchair, dream or commercial off my list.
Cross my AIDS, Magic Johnson AIDs jokes off my list. This list is from 1992.
Oh, wait, you know what? So I didn't finish.
My old book. So wait, that's how you were telling the story.
The Darjeeling Limited I saw Friday, and then yesterday I finally watched The Departed, which I hadn't seen. And I actually think...
Don't give anything away. I didn't say it.
I'm not going to give anything away, but I actually think...
He's a sled.
I think it was...
Ben Stiller?
best. Now, I've never seen Raging Bull yet, awesome. Even though you loaned it to me.
Shut up. Whatever you're saying right now, stop saying it. Stop.
Goodfellas is my favorite movie that Martin Scorsese ever did, but I think this one was not almost as good, because I probably wouldn't watch it nearly as much as I watched Goodfellas, but it was extremely good. It was a great movie.
Don't get me wrong, I've seen it now 20 times. I can't stop watching it, yeah, because it's always on the movie channel.
Yeah, it's never going to hold up like Goodfellas.
Have you seen Raging Bull?
But it's a great, great movie.
Chris?
Kept, like, playing the same songs over and over again. If I heard Shelter, like, five times, you know.
See, that actually annoyed me.
What, Shelter? Ray Capo?
Yes.
I need your...
It was during that whole Krishna mob scene. That they had.
Oh, my God, that's our new movie. The Krishna mob.
Read the book, yeah. Monkey on a Stick. It already happened.
Yeah, I know. So we'll do the movie.
Raging Bull, so much better than The
yes.
Departed.
Okay.
You need to watch that. The scenes between him and Joe Pesci.
I know I should see
Robert
it.
Robert De Niro and Joe
I
Pesci are amazing.
Yeah, Raging Bull is easily... This is a big, huge argument that I've been having with a buddy of mine that I work with.
One of the best movies.
Raging Bull is easily the greatest boxing movie ever.
One of the best movies ever.
We've talked about this before.
It's definitely in the top 10 films of all time, I think.
Well, what apparently boxing not seen movie did somebody say was better? Not
Where
that
we
Cinderella
were kings.
Thing, right?
When We Were Kings.
No, I saw When We Were Kings, and that's
a documentary.
Documentary.
It's a documentary.
And you don't consider a documentary a movie.
It's not the same thing, one... As like a regular film, as a movie, but two, it's not as good as Raging Bull.
Really, I think it's great. I think it's better than Raging Bull, and I love Raging Bull.
But were you a fan of Muhammad Ali? And did you keep track of his career before that? Because it's really just like it's the same type of thing that's been on ESPN Classic 100 times over. It's a little more in depth. A lot of the video that's in that I've seen already. That's why
sure.
When We Were Kings is not a big deal to me.
But a lot of it, like the interviews behind the scene and Norman Mailer talking about like what's happening, it was more of like...
You get... Not so much Norman Mailer, but there's definitely... You get a lot of that stuff. Watch any ESPN classic.
I like that movie. I like that movie better than...
Yeah, it's crazy.
Has anyone seen Cinderella Man?
No.
Wait, is that the...
No.
We're Men.
Oh, no. I saw like parts of it. My girlfriend... Yeah, that's
Russell
a horrible movie.
I never saw it.
I felt really bad when he tried to drown the baby in the bathtub.
It's Russell Crowe. Of course it's a horrible movie. I mean, really.
What about Requiem for a Heavyweight? Anyone see that?
Is that Brando?
I didn't see that.
I think it's Rod Steiger. I'm not sure, though.
It's a good movie.
Or Rod Serling made it.
It's actually Rod Smart.
There was a bunch of great Twilight Zones about He Ate Me.
This was a good boxing movie, that Rocky... Did you guys ever hear that? You guys ever hear that Rocky?
I love that Rocky.
Well, if you don't know, the whole argument with my coworkers, he insists that Rocky is the greatest boxing film of all time, better than Raging Bull, which is just, it's stupid. And his argument is, won the Academy Award, didn't it?
Did it really?
It won the Academy Award, and Raging Bull didn't.
No, yeah, but it won for like best film or something. It won for something that year.
Raging Bull did not win for best picture.
Best actor.
It didn't get best director because Scorsese won that for The Departed for the first time ever.
That's correct. Raging Bull actually lost to Ordinary People of all effing films.
That's my favorite movie about people.
Well, regular ones anyway. Yeah, Raging Bull is a fantastic
film.
See
if Raging Bull won any Academy Awards, just of anything, just actors. Like, it had to win for an actor.
I don't think so.
Robert De Niro gained 90 pounds.
I don't think De Niro got it.
I got
it. Was that the movie he gained the weight for?
Yeah.
Was it The Untouchables?
No.
Well, that too.
Did that too.
He definitely gained weight.
And Rocky and Bullwinkle, he had to gain a lot of weight for that one.
His hair had to lose a lot of weight for Taxi Cab.
Yes, that's why I hate...
See, I think that's the best Rocky movie.
The Rocky Bullwinkle? Yeah, that's why I'm very disappointed with Robert De Niro, just strictly on that film alone, the fact that he did Rocky and Bullwinkle is the most disappointing
movie. You know what? It's funny. My dad was once talking about the fact that every time Robert De Niro came out in a movie, you knew it was going to be good for a while, and then all of a sudden Robert De Niro started taking paycheck after paycheck.
Absolutely.
Well, what are the really bad things has he done?
Meet the Parents was all right.
I think Meet the Parents was mildly
analyze this, analyze that.
I didn't see either.
Yeah, of course. You'll never.
He's making the new Martin Scorsese movie's coming out next year, and he's playing a mobster in it.
He wasn't in Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Rocky and Bullwinkle, yeah.
That was horrible.
Yeah, that's the only one that I could think of that's really bad that he did. I don't know about Analyze This or That.
With Bill Murray, which was like a comedy.
Stripes?
Robert De Niro.
Wait, whoa. Are you going to say that King of Comedy is a bad movie?
No, Bill Murray wasn't in King of Comedy.
Who am I thinking of?
Christopher.
God almighty. I'm thinking of Jerry Lewis for some reason became Bill Murray in my head. Sorry.
Robert De Niro won the Academy Award for Best Actor for Raging Bull.
I knew it.
Wow, I didn't think he did.
He had to.
It's like Bill Murray.
Joe Pesci and Kathy Moriarty were nominated, but they didn't.
For Best Supporting.
Robert Redford beat Scorsese for Ordinary People.
Wow.
Sorry, Brian, you were saying something.
I like Ordinary People. There you go.
I like Crazy People with like Dudley Moore and Daryl Hannah.
I am Ordinary People. My favorite song.
By Arrested, what are they called again? What was that name?
That Sly and the Family Stone.
Oh. You thought that was an Arrested Development song.
Yeah, totally.
You're the worst person who ever lived. You should, okay, more important than him not seeing Raging Bull, you not knowing Sly and the Family Stone, go home.
But you said Ordinary People, and then I was thinking of like this, that.
Go
that
home and song. Download every Sly and the Family Stone record.
Legally.
And no listen. Way. Yeah, obviously, go to iTunes and buy it. And sit and listen to that band and tell me that they're not... I can't say like one of the greatest American bands ever, but like probably top 20. I think they're amazing. I think he's fantastic.
If I'm going to listen to Sly and the Family Stone, it'll be illegally. I will not pay for any of that.
I can lend you my vinyl. Yeah.
What about
cool?
I have to put them in a different case because my mom doesn't like that type of music.
You know what threw me at first? Trying to follow, because the movie cuts from scene to scene so fast early on. Trying to follow The Departed. Right. I was getting confused between Matt Damon and Leonardo DiCaprio early on.
They do blend into each other. They're pretty.
They're both two pretty boys. Yeah, you can't tell the difference.
How about this? A bad Robert De Niro movie that Martin Scorsese directed? New York, New York.
I didn't see that. Was that with Liza Minnelli?
Really bad. Yeah, Liza Minnelli was in it. It's horrible.
Didn't see it.
Robbie
what
D.
about The Last Waltz?
Is that De Niro or
Robertson? Wrong Robbie.
Martin Scorsese's in it. Martin Scorsese, did anyone see Gangs of New York?
No.
Yes, I did.
Is it good?
You didn't see that?
He's another one. I always thought anytime he had a movie, it would probably be good. Then I was kind of disappointed with Bringing Out the Dead because it kind of didn't really go anywhere.
Look, man, I can't say Gangs of New York was a good movie, but you have to see it. I mean,
Bringing Out the Dead was a cheap Taxi Driver knockoff.
That was very disappointing. How about, okay, one more. How about...
What about Chicken Teriyaki?
Untouchables?
I like that. No. The Aviator.
See Untouchables?
No.
You
got to
see Untouchables.
You've never seen The Untouchables. That's a good one.
Team.
Yes.
I've seen some scenes from it, but no, I've never seen the movie.
Okay.
Hold on. Allow me to throw a stick into the spokes that is Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com, exclusively on TPX Radio. You can get us on the hotline, 877-744-6405, or you cannot if you don't even want to bother.
Just like a WAP to not bring The Untouchables to a movie conversation.
Mad Dog and Glory.
That means nothing to you because you didn't see the movie.
Mad Dog and Glory was the De Niro and Bill Murray movie that I was thinking about, which is not very good. See, we got Uma Thurman in it. Mad
Dog and Harley Glory. Davidson and the Marlboro Man. You might as well be saying to me.
That was Mickey Rourke and Kiefer Sutherland.
Yes.
Speaking of Kiefer Sutherland, it was actually Don Johnson. But speaking of Kiefer Sutherland.
Did he call you? Because he called me.
Last week, we discussed the fact that Kiefer Sutherland got his DUI. This week, I actually saw the pictures from the night before he actually got his DUI.
Did we actually discuss that, by the way?
We touched on it briefly. We didn't really, really get into it. Actually, it turned into we were asking who got who got the most recent DUI, and that's where the Ben Stiller conversation started. Okay. The Ben Stiller conversation.
That drunk.
Yeah, but seriously, it's really ridiculous. So I saw the pictures from that night of Kiefer Sutherland. And actually, the newspapers are probably in the garbage over there that you can see. For some reason, Kiefer Sutherland is at a bar drinking with his pants and underwear around his ankles under a table where everyone can see him. It's like the
what? He was just out drinking. What?
Yeah, and my immediate thought, as soon as I thought, is like, what the hell is wrong with this guy that he gets drunk and starts taking his clothes off all the time? And then I said, you know what? I probably shouldn't say this to other people.
Exactly.
Glass houses.
Oh my God! He is with his pants all the way down.
It's not even as a bitch. You see his underwear, like in the picture. It's the most ridiculous.
Got a little tight.
He's got a smirk on his face.
Who's the guy next to him?
I don't know, pantsless Johnny.
Donald?
I heard
put your pants on.
I heard he was yelling to the bartender, come here, I got something to show you, come here, I got something to show you. He came over, he was like, it's me, naked. Does that sound familiar?
Who is this?
That's really good. That sounds like a great...
Can I talk about when I walked in today? No.
Yeah, of course, why couldn't you?
I walk in today, I'm in the living room talking to Chris's family, and then I walk down the corridor, and I look to the left, and Chris is standing there in the bathroom naked waiting for me. Kind of positioned like this.
Like a little Cupid doll.
Like this would be a little coy, like my head tilted to the side. I just got out of the shower. I was just about to come into the room. That's why if you guys are actually in the chat room early today, I walked in nothing but boxer shorts and actually got dressed in the room this morning. It was a really hot,
with
sexy
the cameras
time.
On?
Were you going to hold it up to the camera so people could see it? Or are you just going to read the paper?
Deja in the chat room said that it's Joey Pants next to him, and I can't possibly be right.
Wait, hold on. Who's That's Joe? Definitely not Joey Pants.
Who's Joey Pants?
No, get out of here.
I didn't think so
Joe,
either.
The guy from The Sopranos?
She's making a joke because he has no pants on. It's Joey Pants.
Is that wall worthy? Could that go on the wall?
Absolutely.
Is that picture wall worthy?
Put it on the wall. Yeah, it's terrific.
You guys are creepy. You're gonna
can you put it next to me so when I get bored, I can just glance over it?
Why? Why?
Dude, look around the room. Look at half of the stuff that's on the walls.
You're not also. A fan of the Lost Boys?
Highway to the danger zone.
Pretty sure he wasn't in that, was he?
What, the Lost Boys? He was.
Kenny Loggins or Kiefer Sutherland? Kenny Loggins was
your
not Kiefer Sutherland.
Your mama don't dance
was.
And your daddy don't rock and roll. You mean that's from now on. It's Kiefer Sutherland's theme song.
Kiefer and Messina. So you're not familiar with the line, maggots, Michael, you're eating maggots. Kiefer Sutherland's greatest work.
I loved him in Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
I didn't see that.
For those of you who aren't familiar,
I loved him in 1969 with Robert Downey Jr.
For those of you who are not familiar with the Actors Studio, download the footage of Kiefer Sutherland saying his least favorite word in the English language is. That's all you need to do. It's the most contrived, scripted, ready to answer thing ever.
Please don't tell me it's war.
No, it's even.
Oh, you really don't know this?
It's even worse.
Tell me.
Leave it out. No, you're going to be like our fans. You're going to do a web search for it and check it out later.
I'll never be a fan.
Come on.
The Fan, another bad De Niro movie.
Oh, dude, I own it.
And there was also
bad De Niro
movie. Wait. Oh, The Fan. I was thinking that there was a movie with Lauren Bacall called The Fan in the 80s.
As much as you may describe it as a bad Robert De Niro movie, I refer to it as a good Wesley Snipes film.
Well, yeah. Is that the same thing?
But this all ties in. Let me just wrap up my movie thing here. In between.
Is that still going on? Wow.
I'm not a fan, and now I'm no longer a part of the show. I'm quitting.
Honestly, I was waiting for me. I'm no longer a friend either. Goodbye.
Well, that was never true.
Are you still talking about The Departed, Keith?
Yeah. No, now I'm going to talk about the Darjeeling Limited again.
I'm going to Darjeeling.
Friday night, I watched Vacancy, starring Luke Wilson and Kate Beckinsale. Luke Wilson was absent from the Darjeeling Limited, and I don't think he was in The Life Aquatic either, was he?
No.
So Luke Wilson apparently decided not to make Wes Anderson movies. He makes bad movies instead now because Vacancy was terrible.
Well, didn't he did like some like love movie with Drew Barrymore?
Yeah, but he was in the Royal Tenenbaums after
but
that.
But ever since that, like, I just don't even care about him.
He was on That 70s Show. Like, I don't understand what's wrong with
you. You apparently have not seen Idiocracy
yet. No, that was
it was Luke Wilson.
No, that's the guy from Punk'd that was on the 70s show.
You know what's wrong with him?
He's the guy from Punk'd.
I can't think of his name. Mr. Demi
Tanya
Moore.
Robbins?
I can't think what his name is.
His bank account's much more than his brother's, though, I bet. Because he's taken all these bad roles.
Hey, even man, if his brother had definitely. Made more, it's all gone now anyway.
Yeah.
And it's important. It's important to sell out and follow the bank account.
Plus, he talks about Jack Nicholson in the movie. He talks like Jack Nicholson in the movie.
Christian Slater?
Yes. Wow. He talks like him, too. And Stephen Dorff. All three of them.
Hey, baby.
See, Stephen Dorff, I don't think could even do a good Jack Nicholson
impersonation. There was a movie called, like, 2 Days in the Valley or something with James Spader. I don't think I saw the whole thing, but I remember they kept showing the same commercial and Stephen Dorff on the phone going, "Tell me where she is." It's like, what the hell is this guy's story?
Yeah. I don't remember Stephen Dorff in that movie at all.
It's probably not the same movie, that's why.
I remember Stephen Dorff.
I'm definitely wrong, but it's something.
I remember Stephen Dorff from that Britney Spears video. That's my favorite thing he ever did.
Mm. I liked him on Roseanne as Becky's boyfriend.
No, he wasn't. Really?
Yeah, he was.
Stephen Dorff was?
I liked him on 21 Jump Street.
Stephen Dorff was not on 21 Jump Street. Stop it.
Maybe he was a special agent during the last kind of episodes. The last kind of episodes, he was like another special agent.
Oh, wait,
agent.
I'm sorry. I'm confusing him with Johnny Depp.
No,
because he's exactly like Johnny Depp.
There was a movie.
Time out. You think that you're going to try and put Stephen Dorff as an actor in the same category
as
Johnny Depp?
Physically.
Johnny Depp as an actor?
Yes. They
could you quit the show?
Look the same. They smell the same.
Could you seriously?
Oh, I'm sorry, Johnny Depp. He's an accomplished good. He's an excellent actor. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that Johnny Depp.
I mean, he's dreamy.
Did you see Edward Scissorhands, bro?
I think
he's off the chain, bro.
I think that Johnny Depp is definitely an above average actor.
Definitely.
above average. I don't think he's fantastic.
I wouldn't say he's great, but I don't think he's terrible.
He's definitely like leaps and bounds and worlds ahead of Stephen Dorff.
I've never seen Stephen Dorff in anything.
No, I saw him in a Britney Spears video. That's what I know him from.
What about the Backbeat? You ever see that Beatles movie, Backbeat? He was played a good the bass player that kills himself.
Stephen Dorff was in Backbeat?
Yeah, he played the bass player that kills himself. He was good in that, Stephen Dorff. But like then he does PCU or some.
I don't even care.
Jeremy Piven.
I don't even care.
And George Clinton.
All right, but let's put the brakes on this right now. We got to take a slide.
I don't even want to care or talk about Stephen Dorff. We could do Stephen Dorff for a half hour. Actually, no, we probably couldn't. We could name everything he's ever done, including like his every birthday party he's had.
Come on,
and not fill a half hour.
I don't want to get a call from him today. He's bothering me lately.
But,
come on, just.
But don't think Johnny Depp is good?
There are some good movies that Johnny Depp was in. No, I don't think he's a good actor.
Really?
Yeah.
Top Gun, dude. He was awesome.
He is very...
That said,
the local police.
He is very...
He played a good goose.
He's very stoned. Like, he's very stoned.
There are things that he's good in, like that Jim Jarmusch, Dead Man, the Jim Jarmusch Western, I thought he was great in. And even in, some of the...
I think in Donnie Brasco, he plays that part well.
He was awesome in Donnie Brasco.
See, I think he's a little over the top in Donnie Brasco.
See, I don't think he's enough. I think he doesn't really move much. I think his problem is he's very... That's what I meant by stone.
I think he's a little over the top in that, but I mean... what?
Nick of Time, he was pretty good.
No.
Nicotine is his name. Wait, which one is Nick of Time? Is that the one
with his daughter?
With his daughter.
Hitchcock.
And they shot it in real time.
Oh, I thought that movie was great.
So did I.
I thought the movie was great.
He's supposed to kill the president or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought the movie was fantastic.
I like to see him in action roles. That Benny and June. I mean, that could
I thought Benny and June was a little cream pie and sexy.
But watch Johnny Depp on 21 Jump Street, and then you'll see a huge difference in acting. Like him acting as opposed to those other people. Then you can really appreciate his acting.
That's true. I can understand that.
Not that Richard Grieco wasn't a thespian of the highest class, but.
In 2 weeks, when Vanessa comes back unexplained, could we actually make her theme song be the 21 Jump Street theme song?
Do you think she'll say anything? She's listening.
Yeah. Probably would have been a better off-the-air suggestion. Yeah. But
I'll sing about Donna when I do it anyway. What's eating Gilbert Grape? Awesome. You don't think he's good in that movie?
Yeah. Match in the gas tank.
Boom, boom, boom.
What about, Judgment Night?
Now you have his resume up there. I mean, of course he's going to do some bad films in his career, but I think
Judgment Night.
He's talking about Stephen Dorff at this point.
Talking about Stephen Dorff.
Judgment Night and PCU are my favorite Jeremy Piven movies that Stephen Dorff wasn't in.
Judgment Night is maybe the greatest soundtrack movie in a long time
because it crossed rock and rollers and rap star,
and perhaps the worst movie ever made.
Oh, I've never seen it.
It's awful.
Dennis Leary is
absolutely
the villain.
Well, no, who else is it? Isn't the guy
Jeremy Piven?
The main star of that movie was also in Men at Work with Charlie Sheen, right?
Emilio Estevez
and Charlie Sheen were in Men at Work together, where they were brothers who
you
were
can
garbage
dance
men.
If you want to, let's remember that.
Jesus.
By the way, this is officially titled the Non Sequitur Show.
I don't mean to go off on a tangent, but did you guys
wait on this show?
You guys see that Danny Bonaducci thing that was up on the message board?
I would love to discuss poor
Johnny Fairplay. What do you guys think?
Well, my first opinion was that, wow, Danny Bonaducci's a jerk.
Danny Bonaducci.
Let's set the table for people so that they know what's going on as we answer and see who's on the hottest of all lines and get him here on Best in Show.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, I called earlier and went to voicemail or something.
Yeah.
We were probably talking to Zombie. I do not disturb.
Go ahead and identify yourself.
Yeah, we were actually talking to Zombie and Migraine Boy at the same time, so it probably went to both lines at the same time. What's up, buddy?
Vito.
How's it going? Yes, that's me.
What's up? We're just talking about Danny Bonaducci.
Are you at work?
Yeah, of course I am. It's Sunday.
I think Johnny Fairplay was in the wrong.
Okay. Let's set the table. Let's set the table. Let's explain to the fans who may not be YouTube and TMZ.com addicts what exactly we're talking about. Fox Reality had the Reality TV Awards this week. And at the end of the show, there was an award being presented by Johnny Fairplay.
It was the last award.
The last award of the evening, which I don't even know what the award was supposed to be. Yeah, okay. But Johnny Fairplay is most popularly known as being a member of the Survivor cast that lied about his grandmother dying to actually garner votes on the show, which is like one of the greatest heel moves in the world. Turns out that the guy's an avid wrestling fan, loves works and shoots and doing play acting, in what is supposed to be reality TV, which is the same as everybody else, but he embraces it and really goes forward with
what
it.
What show was he from, Big Brother?
Survivor,
okay.
Survivor.
Did he win that year?
No, he did not win. He did not win. I think he either finished second or third. He was towards the end of the show. Yet play it on the air because there's no audio.
With that lie.
What's that, buddy?
He got pretty far with that lie, then, right?
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did. I mean, he did get out of elimination one or two times with it. Whatever. So, so that's his whole shtick, and he's now since been like a reality TV superstar. He was just on like the So You Want to Be a Rodeo Star, like, and he was celebrity bull riding, whatever it's called. He did that. He was on something called Kill Reality, where he crapped on someone's bed during the show. Like, he's out of his mind. He loves being the bad guy on reality shows, and that's his gimmick. He works it.
He's very Puck.
Yeah, exactly. The boos of the crowd are what get him off. He's the heel. He's doing it on purpose.
Yeah, but he's not as smart as Puck. Like, he just repeats the same thing over and over again. It's just really
is that necessarily not as smart as Puck? Because that makes him less charismatic and it makes him more hated. You actually hear the guy speaking almost out of character on, I don't want to refer to Ron and Fez 2 weeks in a row, but he's a regular caller to the Ron and Fez show, and he speaks like as just being a regular dude.
Wait, he was in Platoon? Deja saying? Is he an actor?
No, that was Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp's first role.
So
can we edit that part of the show out?
I'll move it over so it sounds like it's in the right place. So, like I said,
he played a Vietnamese baby.
I don't know if I'm giving the guy more credit than he deserves, but I think that the being over the top a lot is done intentionally and bad, and repeating the same thing and being annoying is done intentionally.
I don't doubt that it's done intentionally. I just think it's not good,
and that's fine. And he's succeeding in making you not like him by doing that.
So far off my radar. I mean, but I only am now as a result of this Bonaducci thing.
I understand, but that to me is the same thing. I think that's kind of the desired effect with him, is to be
unplus and not care about him at all.
No, his desired effect is to be annoyingly bad, like, but not like over the top bad. Just like make you not like him. I'm not going to get into a whole theory I had about what David Flair as a wrestler was supposed to be 10 years ago, because that'll make sense to like three people.
And
Monty doesn't listen anymore. So
one of them's on the phone right
exactly,
now.
Exactly. I was going to say, Monty doesn't listen anymore, so it's only two people that
Monty doesn't
about.
Listen anymore?
I don't know if he does.
I liked hating Puck. I could care less about this Fair Play character.
Well, but you also aren't a reality TV guy. You're not really a TV guy at all. So are you?
Hey, so here's my question. What is this Fox Reality channel? I've never heard of this.
They were just given awards out to reality shows.
No,
right?
Fox Reality is a TV station.
Yeah, but none of these people were on Fox Reality show.
Well, I don't
Reality shows all types of reality shows,
regardless of where they're from. It kind of it replays Survivor.
I know what you're saying.
It's like the TV land of reality shows.
Right. And actually they have their one original series is Solitary, which is one of the greatest reality shows of all time. I'm a huge fan of it. And apparently Solitary's second season just started.
So is that where they put somebody in solitary confinement and wait for them to go insane?
That's exactly what they do, but they make them do like tasks while they're locked away for days at a time.
So that passes the time.
Yeah, it's a really fantastic show.
And there's an annoying robot voice from the wall. That's the only thing that they talk to.
I think I would love to be locked away alone for like long amounts of time.
Do they get like books and
Brian? We would
books?
Too.
Nope.
They get an iPod.
Nope.
They get a pen and paper.
Nope.
Well.
I would want a book.
Right,
yeah.
With blood on.
Could I touch myself? Am I allowed to touch myself?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a producer of the show Solitaire.
So go back to this Johnny Fairplay.
I'm not talking about the show.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean right now, dude. Am I allowed to touch myself right
yeah.
now?
Yeah. My mistake.
Go.
Oh, my God.
So Johnny Fairplay. What about God? You just had a dramatic vision in the store?
Oh, no. Him touching himself on the air.
God?
I do it all the time. Ew. It's a religious experience. So Johnny Fairplay was supposed to present the final award on this show, the Fox Reality Awards. He came out on stage and everyone kept booing and booing and booing for him, which is the desired effect for him. He wants to be the bad guy. I don't see a point in playing it because it's not audio pleasing.
Yeah, it's not. Sorry. It's not.
Yeah, it's so he comes on and there he keeps saying to the fans, like, "You're booing me. I can't believe you guys are booing me." And then apparently Danny Bonaduce walks out on stage.
Such a jerk.
And moves his hand, you know, gestures to the microphone and says, "They're booing because they hate you."
Yeah.
And to which...
he is very Hulk Hogan, isn't he?
Macho Man.
So, oh, sorry.
To which... yeah, there's a difference.
a leg drop, that's the difference.
To, oh, that's true. To a leg drop versus elbow drop, you're
for
right.
For a while, there was no difference to Elizabeth.
Come on, God rest up soul. Respect
hey,
the dead.
Hey, tell us, I gotta go.
God bless you, buddy. thanks for calling in. I love
him. I got to get a theme song for him.
See, the thing is, I really love the kid. He's a dear friend of mine. I love him to death. But he's now gotten to the point that it's time for the pointless veto call of the week. He calls in and doesn't say anything. He calls in and says, "Hey, so what are you guys talking about?" Lets us talk for 2 minutes and says, "All right, I'll see you later." Like I want to get a news clip
like, "Doo, doo, 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 doo." Hey, today, Vito's pointless call of the week. Doo, 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 doo.
Yeah, we just, by saying that when he listens back, that'll ensure that he'll never call again.
Come on. But so, Johnny, he's doing this last award, right?
So he's doing this last award.
He comes up, he says, "They're booing because they hate you." So that, right. In a turn, he's not supposed to be out there, right, Danny Bonaduce?
Danny Bonaduce is not supposed to be out there. He came out, apparently the girl who's dating the middle Brady kid.
Peter?
Yeah, the one who was the top model. What's that girl's name? Adrian something.
Junior?
Adrian Curry, I actually think her name is. She was telling him, come on, say something. Apparently she had something, like she was like a producer for the show or whatever somehow. And she was gesturing for him to come out to you know, to get to say something to him. He does this. So Johnny Fairplay says it and says, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And Danny goes to walk off stage. And Johnny Fairplay, you know, calls him and says, Danny, goes over and jumps on him, you know, and like
hugs him.
Yeah, kind of. Well, it wasn't really a hug. Like a
straddle.
He straddles him and like tries to hump him, which apparently this is like a thing that this guy has done on a bunch of different places before, which, I mean, I don't know him well.
That's
enough
his
to
move.
Know.
That's his finisher. That's his leg drop to move. The Hogan.
And while Danny Bonaduce has him up like this, he repositions himself and throws him over his head, and the guy smashes face first into the stage, where they're knocking out his tooth, breaking his jaw. Like,
he had to get a couple of root canals.
So my initial thought when I heard what he did was that, you know, what a jerk. But then when I saw it, I'm kind of torn, because it's like, well, the dude did jump on him and start humping him, but Danny Bonaduce had no business going out there in the first place anyway to enter, you know, like, so...
Danny Bonaduce, whether he deserved to be or was supposed to be out there or not, the fact of the matter is, the guy weighs like $130.
Yeah.
And it feels like, you don't just take a dude and throw them over your head.
Like, really? Somebody play dump humping you or something. You just.
But if I'm going to jump on you, you're going to push me off. You're going to try to get me off no matter what.
But he did a full on wrestling move, though. Like,
yeah, but the dude was up in his face. Dude, you know what I mean?
As much as I'm not a Danny Bonaduce fan, I understand that Johnny Fairplay was wrong for what he did. You don't grab a dude and throw him like that. Like, that's like...
Unless he asks you to.
It's like, if I go over
to you... He was asking him to, because he's on it.
If I go over and I start wrestling, playing around with you a little bit, but, like, I'm wrestling, playing with you, and I'm a little dude, and you grab my head and drive it into the ground. You don't take a human body and throw it up in the air in such a way that their face is going to smash into the ground.
Did he throw him in the air, or did he throw him directly at what he hit him
he
with?
He dumped him up over his
he
own head.
He chucked him over his head.
He grabbed him by his buttocks, lifted him up, and, like, just
he should have thrown
him
like, up in the air and let him fall. Like,
it was kind of just like... he did it very blasé, as like, oh,
throwing
well,
something
just,
over his shoulder.
Yeah. Okay.
And then he stood out there and like posed.
I don't think
like,
he intended for the dude to smash his
of
face.
Of course
up,
he
know?
Didn't. But you can't, like, you got to use some sort of sense before you throw a human being.
In looking for the video, I found something here. And apparently it's Johnny Fairplay's response to the whole event. That
yeah, I saw him the day
oh,
after.
Yeah? His new rap video.
Yeah, it's his face all messed up and him explaining what happened.
I hadn't seen that yet.
Yeah, and basically the gist of it is he explains medically what the problem was. He kind of downplays saying, I jumped on the guy and hugged on him with my legs. I mean, like, he did kind of like straddle him. It was inappropriate. But
he straddled and humped him.
He did.
Like,
he was
simulated
his face.
With his chest.
With his chest. It didn't get up to his face.
I thought it was up to his face before he threw him off of his...
He was pretty high.
Thing.
He was pretty high.
He was high. He was like by his chest, like chest and face area.
He didn't wrap his legs like in the upper body.
I understand, as pointless and stupid as the story is, I'm obsessed with this, and I've watched his video at least 30 to 40 times this week. He humped his chest.
Lots of things can happen in 17 seconds.
It's like that soft little center.
You can take all the pieces of pepperoni off three pizza pies in 23.1 seconds?
I don't remember.
Now, he's pressing charges. Do you think he's going to win?
It's already been thrown out that...
No,
that,
has it really?
Danny Bonaduce was acting in self-defense.
Nice. So, that's... Hey, Brian, you know?
Could you put some of those on?
That's the deal. To me? I'm going to throw you next time you hug me, dog. If you even hug me or come that close to me, I'm going to throw you over my head.
If I jumped on you to straddle you, and you somehow managed to not get driven 12 feet into the ground when we fell over... When you tried to throw me, your arms would break like little toothpicks underneath my arse. Hey, you're on the hottest of all lines here on Best in Show. Who's this?
It's Vito again.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
It's Jim Hanley.
Oh, I just wanted to switch phones because I really couldn't hear you, and I had to take care of
Oh, okay, good. So what's up, buddy? So what are your feelings on the matter?
The Johnny Fairplay thing?
Obviously?
Here's my question. Do you guys think that Johnny Fairplay is guilty of assault?
Mm.
And anybody having seen the video,
I don't think he's guilty of assault. Mm. He's guilty of being an idiot.
Slide forward so he can slide
but
out of the
not,
room.
But not assault.
Keith,
he really...
could you think you could help me out with something?
Who are you asking for help from?
I was asking him to make me a drink when he went out of the room. Oh, okay. And the way that I asked was to hold my hand next to my face with a cup motion and make the face of whoa while I did it, but I did it off mic.
If he's not going to be charged for assault, we already know
guilty of assault is no way. He didn't assault the guy. He didn't really hit him.
He invaded his space.
Yeah, invading your space.
He jumped into him. I mean, it was kind of an unexpected move too. I mean, it's just like it's kind of like tackling somebody.
Look, man, Danny Bonaduce was awake, so clearly he was high or drunk. If someone jumps onto your chest and starts having sex with it when you're drunk, you're gonna beat the crap out of him. He just tossed him over your shoulder. He might have like kicked him in the groin and driven his head into the.
Being that they're both in the business, and by the business I mean show, you would think that there's a certain amount of understood showmanship that should be going on, especially on the reality TV awards show. You know,
so you're saying, hey, this is going to happen because
it's a silly thing.
This is the best thing to happen to both of their careers in 10 years. You know what I mean? It's the best thing to happen to them because they're being talked about.
Probably. I mean, it could be argued certainly that for Johnny Fairplay, but Bonaduce,
the douche really is loose. Douche is loose.
Because I'm wondering if Danny Bonaduce isn't guilty of just self-defense.
Well, apparently that's what the L.A. County. What happened? I didn't say here's the thing.
No, that was for Vito.
Oh, so that's like the winner bell now too at the same time.
No, he's that was his crutch because it's already been said on the forget it.
Danny Bonaduce is not guilty.
I thought he was great in The Partridge Family. I thought it was the greatest thing he ever did. I don't particularly care for the guy. I think he's an over-the-top cornball.
Of course.
I think he ruined the Adam Carolla show, despite what Veal Chop thinks about it.
I haven't heard that yet. Is it really bad?
Yeah.
Because I love him on mic.
I wasn't an amazing fan of it at first, though, whereas Veal Chop, I know, loved it. But... I just don't think he's. I don't think he's good. Despite that, though, I think this was overreacting.
It's too bad.
I don't
Carolla's think, great, man.
I don't think this is me. Me reacting to me not liking him. I just thought it was. I thought it was over the top to throw the guy over his head. I think it was a bit much.
Totally.
Hey, was it over the top for the guy to jump on him and hump him? Sure, but like it's jumping on him and humping him. Like it's not like.
Well, now you're saying just the opposite of what you were saying before. Is it wasn't okay, but. Before you were saying it's a reality TV award show, of course they're going to go over the top and do this kind of stuff.
Yeah, but was it a little over the top? Yeah. Do I think it's that big a deal? No.
Okay. Yeah.
I could see why Danny Bonaduce might be a little annoyed.
What
about
if the guy
it.
Died? Yeah, say, what if the guy died?
Apparently, it would be self defense, according to the police.
Yeah, Danny also said that he didn't think it was that big of a deal because he jumped right up afterwards or something. Danny, like he's my friend.
Yeah, but that doesn't make a difference. The fact that he doesn't.
Oh no, definitely not. I'm just you know.
Bro, whatever. Go get a Danny Bonaduce tattoo if that's what you're really into.
Oh my god.
Seriously, be a gentleman. Do it. Partridge Family era though.
Oh, you're the young douchey, definitely.
Young douchey. It's my new. Could you write a comic called Young Douchey? Sorry.
Young Douchey, sure. Would the character be an actual douche, or would it just be a dude? A douchey.
It wouldn't even be a person. It would be just a douche.
Yeah, I'm really uncomfortable with this whole conversation being focused on douching. So I'm gonna move forward.
Wrapped up like a douche, another roller in the night.
Toxic shock.
She got down, but she never did.
What? What's wrong, Chris?
No, nothing. I'm just reading.
Some guy got arrested because he had an order of protection against his ex-wife, and when he signed up to Facebook, it automatically sent friend requests to people in his network.
Oh no!
And it sent her one, and he got sentenced to 10 days in jail for contacting her.
Automatically?
According to them, I don't know. I don't know anything about Facebook. I guess they had a contact. Well, I don't know. He's in jail, so I guess it's not true.
See, I ignore MySpace as it is. I don't know nothing about Facebook. Vito, tell us about Facebook.
It's like MySpace. Actually, it's supposed to be for like only college kids, but I think everybody's starting to jump in now.
You started off as only students to one college, and then it spread to all colleges. Now there is no need for a college ID. It's just open, wide open.
Really?
Yes, really.
It's compelling.
I know. I hate.
It's really great stuff.
Hey, did you guys ever write that song about being in someone's top eight?
No.
What top eight song? Yeah, in somebody's MySpace top eight.
Yeah, about like
it's called a callback.
I'm not even in my top. I'm not even in your top eight. That was the song we were singing that day.
Yeah, like a year ago, we talked about how we were going to do a hardcore MySpace song or like an emo MySpace song, and we never did it. Wow, you guys really shouldn't be chewing on the air. It's really awful.
We're at the Staten Island Zoo.
Can I be the
That's what
the
I
cow?
Asked before. I thought I got a response of no, that it wasn't able to be heard.
It wasn't for me. I didn't understand what you were asking me then.
Keith is Mussolini.
By Staten Island Zoo, does Freddie mean like the Z Morning Zoo? Or
no,
like,
no.
Do, 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 do.
Hey guys, it's Wacky Chew time.
So last week I wanted to talk about a story that I never had a chance to get to with all the other things that we got to. There was a woman who missed a flight at an airport in, I believe it was like Phoenix. Hold on, I actually have my notes from last week that'll tell me that, and then I could do my follow-up. Carol Gottbaum, 45 years old, she was at a Phoenix airport. She missed her flight. She made a whole big deal and scene after missing her flight, for which she was arrested and dragged away. When she was arrested and dragged away, they put her in a holding cell and left her with her cuffs on. When they returned 8 minutes later, she was dead. She manipulated her cuffs in such a way that she wound up choking herself to death in this holding cell. This week, her husband apparently was on the phone with her when he knew this was happening, and he was calling the airport and the police saying, "My wife is suicidal. My wife is suicidal. Do not treat this as a regular arrest because she's going to, you know, there's going to be a problem. She's on the edge right now. She's losing her mind." She apparently had like substance abuse problems, and the flight that she missed was the flight that was taking her to rehab to try and straighten out her life.
Oh my God.
So this woman lost her mind about missing it, looked at this as some sort of sign that she was supposed to, like, you know, not be doing this and not cleaning up her life and just be dead. She was suicidal, and this guy is calling the police and the airport crying, saying, "Please, you got to, you know, my wife was just arrested." Apparently his call, they kept telling him, "Well, you're going to have to wait for them to call you back." They took his number. They never called him back. They called like three or four different times. They never called him back until they called him about a half hour later to tell him that his wife was dead.
No, they treated it differently. They walked into the cell and they choked her out until she died. That's
Did
how they
she choked herself? That's trying to get out of the restraints?
That's apparently. Well, I don't know if it was an accidental thing or the fact that she actually did it intentionally. They didn't really specify.
Are they saying that they're looking into the case of death?
No,
they said
don't even worry about it. No biggie.
Cause
no big.
Wait, I thought she was white.
Yeah, I don't get this gimmick. I don't get this gimmick. It's like the...
So that's weird, man. Who's going to be blamed for this? It's going to have to be the airport people.
The police department definitely is going to be held somewhat accountable. But the woman, like, the thing is, it might be that it's a suicide too. The fact that the guy is saying she was suicidal and she was planning on killing herself anyway. So they'll probably get out of it. The thing is, I don't think you're supposed to be in cuffs in a holding cell, though.
Well, you're not supposed to be.
Ever. I know in New York you're not supposed to be. I don't know what the laws are every place
even
else.
Even if you're like crazed, manic.
No, that would be the point of the cell that you're in.
No, yeah.
Or a straitjacket.
Yeah. Well, you're only supposed to be restrained until you get to the cell, and then from there you're...
Yeah, precisely, and that's the point.
But if you're on suicide watch, don't they restrain you?
Well, they didn't have her on suicide watch. She was just a person who was going to the airport. These guys arrested this girl who was making a scene. And she was running as they're dragging her to the airport. She screamed like, "What are you doing to me? I'm not a terrorist. I'm not a terrorist."
Was she related to the public advocate in New York City, Betsy Gottbaum? Because I saw a story,
maybe,
and they were showing Betsy Gottbaum, and then they were showing a picture of a female relative of hers, but I don't remember the name, and I don't know what it was about.
I'm sure it probably is. Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Somebody's in trouble.
Ooh. Speaking of somebody's in trouble, how about the Denver Broncos running game? How about that being in trouble? The new Ricky Williams, Travis Henry, the third time tested positive for marijuana. He will likely...
That was the third time?
Will likely be arrested and will be banned. Actually, he probably won't be arrested, but he will...
You can't arrest somebody for testing positive.
Yeah.
Or
I want him to be, though.
I'm saying, in a cell with his cuffs on.
I'm saying after this, they're going to arrest him. No, will likely be...
He won't get arrested until he kills somebody and then tries to get away.
No, they don't. Well, that's arrest, but you don't go to jail for that.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
It's not until you steal your own memorabilia back later that you go to jail. Well, Travis Henry,
just like Thurman Thomas.
Travis Henry, three strikes, you're out. He's fighting it, but I'm going to say that if he's in your fantasy league, you might want to think about dropping him pretty soon. He's probably going to play this week. Actually, although he's injured too.
Oh, he's going to play.
Cadillac Williams.
Oh, Henry.
No, Cadillac Williams has never smoked pot ever in his life. I know.
Yeah,
I know firsthand.
He's out for the year.
And whatever, football, sports.
Hey, do you guys like watch movies?
You're killing me now.
Please tell me that you just saw the Darjeeling Limited. And you want
No. I actually just saw Brokeback Mountain.
Never seen it.
Wow. Now he's
it's a good movie. It's not the greatest movie in the world. It is very well directed, so it did earn its Best Director nomination. But I have a little issue.
Which is what?
I think his issue is the fact that he loves talking about things we talked about on the show before.
I was
going to
say, last week...
I've never seen it until this week.
Understood.
I probably skipped through the spoiler alerts, but here's my issue. I was under the impression that it was supposed to be basically two straight guys that kind of found a kind of kinship that they, you know, could only express in, like, you know, in love. You know, and like making love and having sex and stuff. But upon watching it, I noticed that Jake Gyllenhaal's character, I forget his name, but he seemed a little more seductive in the beginning. Do you know what I'm saying?
More, he was the top, yeah.
But you know, is that an accurate portrayal of that movie, or like was that intentional?
You saw the movie, right? That was your interpretation of it. Then that would be an accurate portrayal of it, right?
Great. So much for debate and conversation.
No, but I just don't understand what I mean. There's no archetype that he was supposed to be fitting into. It was a film that he was in, and that was the part. That's the way you interpreted the part. I don't understand.
I'm not saying the actor. I'm saying the character.
Vito, you're suggesting that the movie was misrepresented to you. You were expecting to see one thing, and you saw a different.
Yeah,
thing.
I guess that's true.
You wanted to watch two straight men having sex with each other.
Oh, totally. I hate you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not getting the point though. I'm not really understanding what you mean by like you thought one. It's not like it was a thing that he was supposed.
Well, look, I mean, I went in knowing that it was a movie about you know two men you know falling in love with each other. So I mean, my eyes were at least open there, but I assumed that it was characterized a different way, and I just want to know if anybody else you know saw what I was seeing.
Yeah, I went into it knowing that it was the gay movie. That's what I knew about it when I watched it. That's all I knew. I didn't know about it being like that there were straight guys who became gay. Or
two dudes were going to do it.
One guy was seduced. I just knew that it was shocking because gays were going to have sex.
I just knew they were going to be showing boobies.
That's all I knew about the movie.
Jake's?
Yeah, male boobies.
No, actually female boobies. There was full...
Dawson's Creek's?
I blocked that out. I enjoyed the rest of the film despite that. We actually had this conversation on the air like a while back. I don't think it was a particularly good movie. If I went to go see it, I wouldn't fight to get my money back. But it was whatever.
It was good for gay porn.
No, it wasn't even. Although watching him spit in his hand was pretty hot. Yeah, but I didn't go in with the preconceived notion that it was supposed to be straights becoming gay together. Like one guy was a little more aggressive and was the seducer as opposed to the seducee, I didn't have a preconceived notion that wasn't what was supposed to be. The preconceived notion was, hey, this is the gay movie that everyone's doing jokes about because they're cornballs. That's what I knew about the movie.
I wonder if there's a chance to watch that movie without having heard, if anybody's ever watched that movie without having heard, like, the commentary about it, this is a bunch
yes.
of guys,
A woman that my wife works with, a 65-year-old woman, went to see it with her husband because they thought it was about cowboys, and she ran out of the theater.
She ran out of the theater?
Oh. I don't think she screamed.
Was it because of the women's
nudity? She screamed because when she looked over at her husband, there was something was out.
They were fagging in there. Oh. All right. So the other thing I want to get to before this show draws to a close, we got like 10 minutes left, and I want to make sure we have enough time for this. I teased it last week, the Vanity Fair article of knowing your a-hole footprint. Knowing your a-hole footprint. I wish we did this while we still had Zombie on the phone. Zombie, feel free to call back.
We got 9 minutes?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't think I have 9 minutes of topic. I think it's going to take like 2 or 3. So I'm going to ask a couple of quick questions. I want you guys all to answer them. If the answer to these questions are yes or no, keep track. That's all. You don't need to like take real notes. It's fun. For ages 26 to 39, which I think like we're kind of like a cross-section that some of the 14 to 25 questions will apply to us anyway, but I'm going to go through it anyway. Do you work in an office that has a foosball or ping pong table? You guys could actually answer. I'm not
yes.
asking the right stuff.
No,
I do.
I don't.
No, I don't.
No, Keith?
No, I do not.
Okay, so Fred, you got yes. one there. Do you run a t-shirt company that specializes in flimsy apparel that runs small and whose designs are essentially appropriations of old advertising and TV logos from the 60s and 70s?
No.
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 Vito?
Not yet.
I guess not.
I wish I knew how to quit you, Vito.
Oh, do you run one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was a silly question. It was a funny question. Jokes. Does it take more than 2 words to describe what you do for a living?
No.
It doesn't even take more than 2 letters.
Fred, what do you do for a living?
A telemarketer.
Hey, okay. I get it. It's a roundabout way to do it.
Wait, those are 3 words. I'm sorry. No, yes. Telemarketer.
It's 1 word.
See, but I don't think that you're a telemarketer. I think you're a little more involved than a telemarketer. If you explain what you really do, it takes more than 2 words.
It depends on who's asking. If it's a cute girl... Mm-hmm. It's
I'm God.
A telephone. I'm God.
Does it take more than 2 words to describe what you do for a living, Keith?
If I'm incomplete on what I do, sure, I can do it. I can say take payments. Or
cable dude.
No, honestly, if somebody really wants to know, it would take more than 2 words.
Okay, so I would think that's a yes for you.
Yeah, let's see.
Brian?
IT.
Mine takes 3.
2 letters.
Jim?
Not even words, letters.
It definitely takes like a sentence to explain what I did.
A sentence? Okay. You can give me a paragraph and I won't know what's going on.
I think that means you're an a-hole.
Well, it's a yes for me. Okay.
Yes for me too.
Have you or has anyone in your close circle of friends written a roman de clef about being a socialite, working in publishing, working in film, bunking the help, or any combination of the aforementioned circumstances?
Have I ever written?
Read the list again.
Do you or anyone you know... have they written anything about being a rich socialite, working in publishing, working in film, bonking the help, or any combination of those aforementioned?
I know Vito. I got to say yes.
Have they written anything? You mean like an official publication?
Have you or anyone in your close circle of friends?
What if they like wrote a MySpace message about it?
I think that would qualify.
Okay. Yes.
He said friends. Vito's out. No.
I don't know anybody that's done it, so...
Brian?
No.
Okay, so what do you got? You got 2 yeses so far?
I have 2 yeses.
I have 1 yes.
You have 1 yes. Brian, you have no yeses, right?
I have one.
Yes.
Okay. That's one.
That's two now. Do you refer to any ordinary male pastimes and accessories with such items as mancation, mandate, man purse, manorexic, or this is the thing that confuses me, manolos? I don't know what a manolo is supposed to be.
They're so good.
Seriously, filled with cream in the middle.
I know. Do I understand that question? No. So I'll answer no.
Well, here's the thing.
I do one of them. I say manscaping.
Okay, well then. Manscaping. Okay, so that's a yes for you. Yeah. That's a yes.
Yeah,
for
it's
you.
A no. No, I do not use man.
I've never used manscaping.
Powell says mandate.
But it's saying, do I know someone? So apparently, my answer is now yes.
No. Do you?
Do you use it?
Refer to any ordinary male pastime?
Of course not. I'm straight.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I refer to my vehicle as the man van.
The man.
So that is a yes for me.
I go to Manhattan sometimes.
Yeah, I also refer to it as a man van because my daughter thought it was cute to call it a man van one day, so that's why I do it. But whatever.
Does the Church of Man Love count?
I'm not going to qualify it. It's a yes for me.
I say no. And Bourgeoisie in the chat room said it's like Manolo Blahniks or whatever they're called, and it's not any more evident to me now.
A Manolo Blahniks?
Or Blahniks?
I don't know what that means.
Those are a type of shoes. I guess they mean like the men's version of those or something.
What about Manolo Blahniks?
No, I said Manolos. I don't know what Manolos are. Before you go out bicycling, do you first change into an iridescent spandex short and skin tight spandex shirt with a gaudy pattern, recalling a 1990s screensaver?
What did they want, an easy yes on that?
I do. I just don't have a bicycle.
But I'm saying, like, I would think that would qualify. Like, do you run? Do you put on a special outfit for running like that or anything like that?
I don't run either.
Yeah,
well, it's called underwears.
Both of them?
If I know I'm going to be walking a lot, I'll wear these special underwear that kind of wrap around the inside of your thighs so they don't chafe.
That's called Casual Friday.
I'm thinking they're talking about like special neon workout gear.
Yeah, no. That's a no.
Do you wear Zubaz?
What about my skids? Do they count?
Do you refer to... dude, skids are the poor man's Zubaz. Zubaz is sick.
Totally.
Before you go out, excuse me, do you refer to having young children as doing the parent thing?
Ew, no.
No.
I don't refer to anything as doing the anything.
Brian?
No, I don't.
Vito? Is Vito still on the phone?
He's gone.
You hung up on him?
He had to pick up a call.
He's here, he's just not
It'll take more than two words to describe what he's doing right now.
Okay, perfect. If you indeed do have young children, have you launched a blog or a video blog about raising them? Considering I'm the only one here with a child, I will say no, I have not. I do have a website for family pictures.
Yep.
Does that qualify as a...
No, because you specifically want it to be private.
It's specifically a private thing that I send to people if you want pictures of the kids, so I don't have to send it to you individually.
So
I don't want to have a Kodak page that anyone could look at.
I would say
want.
That's true, but I was under the understanding that was your wife that was doing it, not you. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, well, yeah, but still, it's
part of the family.
It's us.
He would take the responsibility, but I think that's still a no. I think the privacy request makes it a no.
Yeah, because I have a website that has the pictures of my kid on it, and the whole point of it is so people could actually look at the pictures
of
my kid.
You're not going to pimp out your kid. Your kid doesn't have a MySpace page.
No, I intentionally do not put pictures of my kid on my MySpace page, despite being requested over and over again. Oh, put pictures of your kid up. You're like,
screw that. Screw that.
It's not what this is about.
Hey,
this is
it's about you. Can you repeat that last question?
No.
Why do you hate me? Okay, good. Go on.
He doesn't have children. You don't have to ask him again.
Why am I the only caller on this show? Why do you guys like treat me like this? I'm the only caller on the show.
You obviously don't listen to the show at all. You're about the sixth caller today. The question was about, do you have young children? That's why I will not repeat it. Do you refer to having young children as doing the parent thing, Vito?
What?
Do you refer to having young children as doing the parent thing?
Not at all.
Okay.
You don't have to have kids to do that, though.
Excuse
true.
Me?
That is true.
What do you mean?
You don't have to have kids
arguing,
to say
you were
it.
Saying
if somebody said, oh, where's Chris and his wife? I go, oh, they're doing the parent thing.
Yeah, so do you ever say that?
Dude.
No,
never. Dude. No.
Have to have a kid.
That's not what the question means.
The thing that I was saying I'm not going to repeat for those who don't want to rewind and listen was, if you do have young children, that's the question I didn't repeat, because you don't have kids, so I'm not going to repeat it. So I went back and repeated the one before that.
It's like listening to a headache.
It's like when the Darjeeling Limited crashes.
I wish I could hear the high-pitched static.
So what, am I an a-hole? What's my a-hole print?
So none of you guys have four yeses, right?
I have one yes.
I have two.
Yeah, so you guys are all great.
I have one.
Okay, so you guys are terrific.
What is the point of this?
I was to see what your a-hole footprint was. Yeah.
So what's your a-hole footprint? What are the choices?
Oh, no, if it's four or less, if it's four or more, you're bad.
Oh, if it's four or more? You just an a-hole?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to take, like, my a-hole, like, fingerprint.
No.
For my butthole.
No. Oh, thank God.
I don't mean to be an a-hole, but Vanity Fair sucks.
There goes a sponsor.
Every year they put 75 young Hollywood stars on a fold-out cover. We'll be there next year.
When I do, I'm going to bring my quasi-universal intergalactic denomination with me.
What's that?
It's the new money that's out there.
Really?
It's meant to withstand space travel. Quasi-universal intergalactic denomination. Good thing there are scientists wasting time to do that. God bless you all.
Vito, I wish I knew how to quit you.
Cocky socks, steamroller, roll over your face. See you guys next week on this nightmare called Best in Show.
Here we stand.
Is this the second time we're ending the show with this song? I never mentioned it before, and I don't want to interrupt David Byrne, but thanks to Deja, thanks to Zombie, thanks to Migraine Boy, thanks to Vito, thanks to all of you for being part of this magical wonderland that is Best in Show. It really amazes me that you people have any sort of care in the world to listen to this stupid, stupid, stupid garbage that we do every week. I'm thankful, and I'm appreciative. Can you tell that somebody hasn't slept and has been drinking a little bit? I'm turning into the hug guy.
I love you, man. I love you.
Just don't touch me.
That's it. Can we do our fight on the air instead, though? We won't do this one on the air, but let's do this on the air.
Good afternoon, Jamali's Universe.
Good afternoon. May I speak to Vito, please?
Yes, who's calling?
This is Christopher Schiavo from
Shucks.
Enterprise Services. Chris Schiavo. Why do you have to sound so formal?
Who is this?
It's Julie.
Shucks.
Oh, hey, Julie. How you
doing? Do you remember Julie?
Shucks.
Oh, my God. More than you ever want to know.
What?
No, I don't mean that in a bad way. Of course I remember you.
Well, hi. You sound different.
Yeah. It has
Are you in an office? Are you being held hostage?
I'm yes to both questions. Yes to both. Fantastic.
Well, we're being held hostage by the Polish parade outside, so...
What does that even mean?
There's a Polish parade, and I couldn't cross the street for about 10 goddamn minutes.
Were they going backwards down the street?
There are horses and cars and old people going up the street, and I can't get through.
I got to give credit to Fred for that one. Hey,
and hot ladies. Okay, I'll get you, Vito, okay?
Thanks so much, baby cakes.
No problem. Bye-bye.
All right.
By hot ladies, they set themselves on fire.
Cakes. That was revenge for my WAP comment, wasn't it?
By the way,
hello.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Hi, what's going on?
This is on the after show right now.
Okay.
And this is subject to your approval. If you don't want to have this discussion on the air, you're not pleased with anything that happens here, I'm more than happy to strike it from the record.
Go ahead.
You have a couple of minutes to talk at all?
Yeah, totally.
What exactly happens during the show? Like, it seems like it's just some sort of crate. Whoa, what are you putting the light on?
It was a request. I answered it.
Oh, in the room?
So that they can see us in the chat room.
Yeah, I like us to be shielded.
Oh, I'll do the little bit before.
Shrouded in mystery. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on, man. What's going on? It was just like, everything was just has been crazy the past 2 weeks on these calls with you.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Oh, well, you know, I've been working, and so I don't get a chance to listen to the show because I don't have speakers downstairs.
I know, but the fact that you don't know what's going on when you call in and kind of just like, hey, what are we going to do here? It's kind of just like it's almost like a you know, slamming on the brakes. All right, we have to catch Vito up so we can do this. It's kind of weird, and it's not to say we don't love that you when you call because we want you on the show, and I like you being on the show, and I like you being a part of it. It's just we got to figure out a way that we know. Maybe what you're going to talk about before time so we could do it, because it's just so odd and weird the way that it's happened. This is 2 weeks in a row now. It's just been weird. So I just thought we'd address it. That's all. And like I said, I don't know where I'm even going with this. I don't even know if it's even worthy of being put on an after show to talk about. I just thought we'd have a conversation like friends. Off air, like friends being friends.
Off air / on air.
Well, on air if it works. On air if there's any humor here, which it doesn't seem like there's going to be. It looks like we're just going to have a heart-to-heart.
Ms. Julie.
Julie.
Shucks.
You actually just answered the phone.
I know. We just had a conversation with her. She was great. She set up a good poll.
You can put that on the air.
Yeah, we will. We
should probably take her last name off, though.
Yeah, we will. I'll bleep that out.
Good point.
Shucks.
Julie Shucks.
It's really weird that her name is Julie Shucks, though. I wouldn't think that. But yeah, she did a nice lob for us to spike in. It was a good little joke that she set up, not even knowing that she was on the air. You might want to let her know that.
Well, do you want me to put her back on the phone?
No. I want to have this conversation. Well, yeah, I do. But I want to have this conversation with you, buddy. What's going on? How do we remedy this situation?
Well,
do you feel it?
Make sure I'm off every Sunday? I don't know. Like, you know, it's just one of those things. Like, I don't have an opportunity to listen to it live. So it's just like, all right, somebody, like, and I can't go to the chat rooms. Because the computers are kind of like wonky here.
They're wonky,
right? But do you understand where I'm coming from with this?
Of course, yeah. No, dude. How embarrassed am I when I call and I don't know what you're talking about? That's embarrassing.
Uh-huh. Well, it's not even a matter of being embarrassing. It's just.
But it is. No, for me, I'm not saying on your end, maybe it's embarrassing that I don't know what you're talking about.
Vito, if you want Sundays off, I still kind of have a lot of pull there. I think I was only fired twice. I think. So.
Isn't your de facto brother-in-law like in charge here?
Well, yeah, but that's who fired me.
All right, Vito.
No, I wasn't fired, but I just kind of went out. I just kind of was told, you probably don't need to work here anymore. You don't show up.
All right, Vito, you know I love you, right?
No, I don't.
I love you, Vito. I really do.
Neighbor, but?
In a very neighborly way. I'm going to be the jerk here. I'm going to de-jerkatize Chris. I think
what makes this any different from any other time?
Exactly.
You're only doing plain to type.
Can I interrupt for 1 second? By de-jerkatizing me, it's unbelievable because I was being a total a-hole to Brian 3 seconds before when he was calling you. I was just a jerk to him. And Brian, I just want to officially say, and I don't say it often, you should be sorry.
Vito, I'm sorry. We were talking. Someone interrupted me. I guess what Chris was trying to say was, as an example, you brought up a conversation about Brokeback Mountain on today's show. And, I mean, maybe we had this, I think it was the same, almost, if not the same, the same exact conversation maybe 6 or 7 shows ago.
I don't think
Did you not hear the show?
Was it
before?
That recent?
Well, here's it. I actually don't have a problem with bringing up something that happened in the past. Because I think at that point we're asking all of our listeners to have listened to every single show. In the past, not on today's show, though. That's a different story. But in the past, as far as, like, you know...
It was an odd...
Okay, first of all, you know, me and Chris had this conversation a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, for full disclosure, I'll tell you what the discussion was. Basically... the last show I did before I came in 2 or 3 weeks ago was the April Fool's show.
Wow. I can't believe we're actually going to have this discussion on the air.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they want to know. So, I mean, hey, I'll put it on the air.
Dude, could I just tell you right now?
Just have it.
I just want to tell you right now, you're the best thing in the world for doing this.
Go de-jerkatize yourself.
Okay. What do you call it?
This
the
is
week
make
after,
me feel like a jerk,
I think I had to work, and Freddie was on the show, and I was like, oh, that's weird. They didn't ask me. No, I was off, actually. I was like, weird, they didn't ask me if I wanted to come back on the show again. So, like, I just, you know, noticed that Freddie was on the show again. I was like, oh, I guess they don't want me on the show anymore. So I just stopped listening to the show. Because I was like, it was you know, not to be, like, you know, a total girl about it, but it was kind of painful. And, you know,
no,
like, when I talked to Chris about it, when I talked to Chris about it a couple weeks ago, I was like, yeah, I was going to come over and watch football, but I don't want to do the show. And he's like, why not? And I was like, you know, I told him all about that. And he was like, oh, well, and he's like, you know, why would you ever think that? You know, and I'm not going to put words in Chris's mouth. I mean, he can tell you what he said, but I literally stopped listening to the show because it was like, you know,
the evolution of Freddie becoming a part of the show was kind of an organic, natural thing that just happened when he came in. And he said, hey, I'm going to come in next week. He was like, all right, cool. Like, we've always had a fairly open-door policy about people coming into the show here. The only thing is, and it's ironic that I'm saying this, the only hang-up with it is the fact that this is my house, and I live here. So, and I'm saying it's ironic because right now I'm keeping my voice down because my daughter is now sleeping in the next room, so I can't be too loud anymore. Not to mention the dolphins are on. I should probably go watch them soon. But
Lose again?
Yeah, of course. But, so it was a fairly organic, natural thing that happened. When Fred became part of the show, it was just like he said, "Hey, I'm going to come in next week." I was like, "All right, awesome, yeah, we definitely want you to come on." It was you were great the week, you know, last week. We enjoyed it. Come on in, and he came in, and after the show, it went really well. And at the end of the show, it was just like, "All right, so you coming in again next week?" Yeah, you coming in next week, and it kind of like organically, naturally happened. It was like it was just a natural evolution that he became part of the show. And from what it's sounding like here, because it was the show. Before this evolution happened was you and him, the April Fool's show. He looked at it as we invited you to come back to the show, and we didn't invite him back to the show.
Right. All right, dude.
I can totally vouch for the fact that I could see why it would look that way, but that totally didn't happen.
I get it now.
Like,
I totally understand it now.
I don't ever actually remember deciding that Fred was a part of the show. It just kind of happened.
I still don't think Fred's part of the show.
I'm actually waiting for him to leave, but he keeps showing up.
All right, let me. Maybe I'm speaking out of turn here, and Chris can perhaps correct me, but I would have to think that, Vito, you're at the very least, if not the house, you're welcome on the show. It's an at-will, open-door policy.
And that was
secondly, that was
the exact conversation that I had with him.
Secondly, we will probably never, ever invite you over to the show. You know what I mean?
I will never invite anyone
exactly.
to the show.
So it's not... Don't feel smited because, like, we're not inviting you.
Won't invite anybody.
The other thing, too, is, like, before, you know, I came in, you know, when Keith was out and everything, I was thinking, all right, let me go on when I actually have something to promote. You know, like, you know, because, I mean, it's,
well,
you know,
definitely.
Despite who listens to it, at least, you know, somebody might listen to it and go, oh, he's writing a Scooby-Doo, so I know kids, let me get them a comic, you know, whatever. So I was like, all right, let me wait until I have something to actually promote. And it was one of those things where, when we had the conversation a couple of weeks ago, not that I felt like I was being put on the spot, but I was like, all right, well, I guess if I'm going to be there, I'll just do it. And then it just worked out that, neither Freddie nor Keith had come in. So imagine if I had not done it, then it would have been like, oh, my God, I let these two guys, defend for themselves.
Yeah, and you saved our butt that day, too. I mean, it was, yeah, good.
Yeah, and it's nothing personal either. You know, it's not like I resent Freddie or anything like that.
Totally,
I think he's funny. You know?
I don't. I'm still trying to figure out where I fit in this whole thing too. I mean, these guys almost have done 100 shows already. I maybe been here for 20 of them. Maybe
dude,
not even.
Dude, Brian is still figuring out.
Dude,
how to fit.
I know.
Dude,
I can't even get
Vanessa is trying to figure out where she fits.
I'm still trying to figure.
Keith
out
and I did the show, 50, 40 or so times before anyone else did it with us. Mm-hmm. It was me and him. And not to mention, he and I did a show with another partner together for 2 years, a year and a half before that. He and I have been doing this together. So I can understand why people don't. We're open door, though. Mm-hmm. We're open door. We want people to come in. This is a friendship thing where we want our buddies to get involved and stuff. That's why the whole thing with Monty bums me out that it's turning out to a personal riff from it. This is I want the whole point of this show to be. Someone that I work with described it as this is you and your friends hanging out in the garage, BSing with 40s and just having a conversation. That's what I want this show to be. It's always what I wanted this show to be. It's what I wanted every show we did to be. Of course, without curses, because we want to be able to put a resume together one day. But other than that, that's all I want this show to be. I want it to be a fun, good time, everything open door, nothing's a big deal. You know? That's why it was a weird thing when Vito brought it up to me.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, Chris. When Vito brought it up to you, did you realize that any of this was going on? Did you have a feeling, any inclination that he felt this way?
Before we had the conversation, no.
Really?
Before we had the conversation, it blew my mind. It blew my mind when the thing happened, because to me it was always I assumed that Vito always knew that the door was open for the show, the same way that I assume that Vito knows the door is always open to my house. I lived with this kid for years. This is my brother. I love this kid to death. And he's always welcome in my heart, and he's always welcome. I thought he was always welcome on the show up until you told him he wasn't allowed to be on it anymore.
Dude, I never told him that.
No. But no,
I'm sure.
And
I'm sure
he knew that.
I'm sure a lot of people in that chat room would rather Vito be sitting here than me. I know that.
People in the chat
room.
I don't
know about that. I don't think that's true. I think what it comes down to, because I listen to the show as well, even though, there was a period.
Though not when
I
we do the
like
thing
said,
about
you know,
Brokeback Mountain.
When you listen Mountain. To the show, the thing you expect is Chris and Keith's voice, and maybe now, Brian and Vanessa's, so I don't expect anybody else's voice on there except for those three, so whenever there's another voice, it's like, oh, wait, Monty's on the show. Oh, okay, they're doing an in-studio kind of jam session or whatever, or something like that. I don't think it's as calculated as any of us are making it out to be, where it's
it's dudes in a garage. It's dudes in a garage.
Right, knock, knock, who's at the door? Oh, it's so-and-so.
Dudes in a garage, and this week so-and-so showed up, and it just so happens that
But historically speaking, everybody knows I take things way too personally. I take things to the point where it's wow, why would not so much. I never got to the point where I was why do these guys hate me? It's I thought that I was funny last week too, or something like that. And then it's I guess I'm not really that funny.
And you know what?
Yeah, I never thought
that's
you were
a hard
funny.
That's a hard thing to admit. That's a very hard thing to admit.
I gotta
pat Vito on the back
It's unbelievable that he's.
It's a very honest thing to admit, because I'm probably like that too, but I kind of push it down further. But
that's why the first thing I said as soon as he told me that he was going to do it, I was like, dude, I can't believe you're doing this. I can't believe you want to talk about this. And you're coming.
Well, you know what's funny? I was going to bring it up when I was on the show a couple weeks ago, but I just said, you know what? It would probably be better suited for a personal conversation, and I really wanted Keith to be there. So it was all right, well, Keith's there now. I don't care about bringing it up. It's not it's not that big of a deal now. But when you brought up the fact that I didn't know what happened on past shows, all right, I got to admit to something, because otherwise I can't, really explain my position.
So I am a
Keith. Keith, how do you feel about the whole thing?
You know what? The only reason I listened to last week's show was because Chris asked me to find some stuff for the previously on Best In show.
Jerk.
I didn't even want to hear you guys do one show without me.
And why should they?
I'm sure egos get involved. Egos get involved in the show. I'm sure it's a...
Although I got to say, I'm a big fan of the two shows that I wasn't on. I think they were both really good shows. I think I may switch over to Fan.
Honestly, they're my two favorite shows ever.
Isn't your favorite show the one you watched the day before you met me?
My favorite show is, like, two nights ago, I was in my bed, dreamed about Floyd Mayweather. I thought that was the best show I ever did in my head. Yeah. Long story.
Well, you know, it's certainly not my intention to bring the show to a screeching halt. I'm sure you got it.
Of course not.
This is riveting. This is riveting.
Of course not. It's something that we need to address and figure out. Maybe we need it to almost be not so much scripted, but like, hey, you know, like the Vanessa call. Hey, Vanessa calls at 11:30. We know she's going to talk about something. 99 times out of 99, it's not going to be something that we were going to talk about exactly. Anyway. The only time that there was ever approached on that was the Anna Nicole week, that she brought the Anna Nicole thing before we did.
I bet you she goes out of her way for that because she absolutely gets stuff that we're clearly not going to talk about.
She absolutely
does. You
know
what's funny? I was going to call this week at 11:30 and have a news story ready just to go. And just like just to be like kind of like just a funny thing, you know, not so much, you know, because you can't replace her. She's hysterical.
Vito Essa.
What's that?
Vito Essa.
And that's how we can play our. That's how we can play.
We'll have the news report with Lady V.
But I was just thinking, you know, what would be funny to fill that area? You know, not funny, but you know, like, oh, it'd be kind of funny if somebody called in with like it's kind of like when Monty was supposed to do the picks. And then you guys went to zombie, and then Migraine Boy started picking, and it was like, oh well, you know,
stepped up.
You know, let's just keep the news thing going. I was like, I can't do that without calling them ahead of time. And I was going to call you last night, and I just it just got to the point where I just couldn't get away long enough to like actually sit down and look at a news story. And
you know, Vito, that's what's hard about being in the show. Like, you just got to call up and do it. Like, I write like maybe five or six things every week, and I just like jam them into the show. I don't even let these guys listen to them when I do it.
The first time I ever did the Brown Lodge, Chris will tell you that I came in with like a notebook full of like 12 stories that I wanted to talk about and just bring up, you know, with them. And you know, I think I went through about three of them or something, and like, you know, I think one of them was because Mike wasn't there or something, or
he couldn't figure out where the wedge was to get them in though. Whereas Fred is a bull in a china shop, and you know what? And I thank God you were saying before, like, what you expect when you hear the show now, and this isn't supposed to be a testimonial talking about how much I love Fred on the show, but. Last night, even Fred called me last night while I was listening back to the show, trying to come up with the previously on Best in Show stuff. And he called me at a moment that he literally, like, I don't laugh out loud at a lot of things. I was laughing out loud about his story from last week about him having girl parts.
That was great. It really floored me.
And literally, the first words out of my mouth as soon as he calls, like, well, you know, you tell a hell of a story, man. And I actually think I used expletives when I did. But like it's, I think. To me now, Best in Show has evolved into this thing of just like friends talking and doing whatever, and it always should be. And you know, the door's always open, but we always have to has to be some sort of.
Wait, let Keith say something good about me. I'm feeling good.
Oh, okay.
my job. How'd you know I was going to talk about you? My job security is a little. Fred scares my job security a little bit.
You're the Jeter, dude. You're the Jeter.
I don't want to be the Jeter. Can I be the Piazza?
You're the A-Rod.
Keep it down. Child sleeping in the next room.
Yeah, but like Fred, the way Fred
be the Steinbrenner
comes in prepared, like I'm waiting for the day when Chris is like, yeah, so we got this job, and you know they only want two of us. So, you know, as soon as me and Fred can bring other people into the show, then you're welcome to come.
Chris has taken Vanessa all the way to the top.
Vanessa and Fred.
It's like Dr. Phil and Oprah, the new Vanessa and Chris.
Yeah, but yeah, this isn't. We're not supposed to be talking about Fred at this point. This is, you know, we're having an in-depth conversation with Vito.
Keep talking about me, dude.
But I will say honestly that Fred has been an unbelievable addition to the show since he's been here. Comedically, he is produced so much more than our producer has.
Yes, he has.
Dwarfs it.
Hey.
I mean, honestly, it's almost like we don't have a producer.
Steven dwarfs it.
You have a producer. You have Deja. What are you talking about?
Zinger.
Deja's mad because I don't want the Jeter moniker right now.
Why would you? A mosquito-bitten loser? Is that what you want to be?
That's what I am anyway.
So, how do we rectify this other than me coming in every week because that's almost an impossibility?
You have to like either let us know what you're calling in with. You can't call in and say, "Hey, what are you guys talking about?" Because that's just like, what? Yeah, exactly. That's stick in the spokes. That's 100% what that is. That's sticking the spokes when you say, hey, so what are you guys talking about? Or last week, I'm telling you, literally, you brought up three topics. All three of them were things we talked about 15 to 20 minutes before you called. It was unbelievably, like, oh my God.
If you've got
God.
A common story to talk about, like, tell Chris beforehand that that's your topic, and we'll just leave it alone.
Well,
Call us in.
You know, I remember once upon a time you used to screen the calls, Brian.
Yeah.
The call
technology.
And I guess since you moved out of the closet.
The call screener room is now filled with some of my clothes.
Yeah.
There's about four peacoats.
You know, we had a very call heavy day. If that could that gets any more, but if we get more and more calls, I'm just gonna have to go back to call screening.
Yeah, the thing of that, they're just saying like you calling out to like that you're our only caller. You hadn't listened to the show. We had so many calls today. It was unbelievable.
I think this was the show where we had the most.
I was just trying to be a prick. I knew you at least.
You don't have to try that hard.
I'm good at it.
Job successful.
Yeah. Again.
Do I get a gold star for that?
Get a brown star.
You get a brown sad face or something. But
you get a brown asterisk.
Vito was with us on my favorite ever episode of The Brown Lodge, just for the record.
What? What's your favorite one?
Which one? The one where we quit?
I remember Vito was
the
there
one where we quit
like
and said we're. The one we quit and said we're never going to do internet radio again.
Wait a minute, isn't that episode 1 to 31?
Yeah, more or less.
Well, the one that I was on, the first one I was on, I remember we dropped Keith off and Keith was like, that was probably the best thing I've ever done or something. I don't remember what it was, but I was like, I had nothing to do with you, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, this is getting into a weird...
Vito, what are you wearing?
I feel like I'm camping.
I just missed what happened. Was that a Brokeback moment?
Yeah, it was a Brokeback moment.
Yeah, now the modesty is getting out of control. Now it's getting to the point that everyone's going to be like, no, you were great.
That was
I was great.
We're blowing smoke up each other's butt.
I think we're all terrible, but I think in context of what we're doing, it's great.
That was man-tastic.
See, I'll go so far as to say, I think I'm amazing at this.
And it comes across.
And the thing is...
It comes across that you think that.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Is that my crutch? You know what's funny?
No.
The thing is...
But after that April Fool's show, like, everybody kept saying, no, me and Freddie should do a show. I was like, huh, that's interesting. Right.
So we stole Freddie from you.
And Monty, apparently,
you
too.
Totally did. But, like, yeah, I was thinking, like, oh, you know, what would be the format? And I was just like, oh, I should really get in touch with Freddie about this and stuff. And I was just like, you know what? I don't know that I can devote that time to it yet.
Neither do we.
Put it on the back burner. And then I was like, all right, well, you know.
Yeah, I still can't devote the time to this.
Being a second banana is all right, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, we devote 2.5 to 3 hours a week to the show. But my phone is ringing.
I love doing this radio show because you could always pin it on Chris or Keith. Like, they're like the two main dudes, you know what I mean?
So it's always their fault.
If something goes wrong, it's always their fault. Something goes good and I take a little bit of credit for it. I'm like, hey, what's up? Oh, it's bad? Oh, Keith, man, I don't know what's up,
dude. Screwed up.
What's happening?
I dropped the ball on that one.
On what?
That's why I love being in the show, being like one of the background dudes, because if something goes bad, it's you and Keith. That's, you know, because you guys are the show. But if something goes good, like, I'll take a little credit here and there. You know what I mean?
You know what might be Freddie's best contribution to the show, to date, at least, was the one time that he
actually remembered to bring beer to the show and not drink mine. Yeah, I thought that was
no,
great. No,
that never happened.
Oh, wait, that's right. That was a dream. It was Floyd Mayweather.
It was the day before the show.
What was it, you know?
When Freddie did that rehab song a couple weeks ago, might be to date. Actually, up in, like, before that was the Spider-Man musical.
See, my favorite
Spider-Man musical.
My favorite
I love,
is the
zombie
song. Theme. The zombie
yeah,
song
definitely.
Has been in my head all day long. I was disappointed we didn't hear it today.
Zombie's theme is my favorite part of the show.
I can't believe Freddy's Fred.
I can't believe Freddy's Fred? What?
What do you mean?
From the Howard Stern show.
Oh, man. I knew I was going to get that.
But I mean,
I can't believe he's Fred Mertz.
Yeah. It's all hit or miss. I don't even know what happens.
How diplomatic of you to say that.
No, but I'm being dead serious, because I think that Fred has been fantastic at times. Like now.
Zombie has risen. Zombie will come again. I gotta tell you, man.
Let's be honest. I think Fred's been garbage at times, too.
Yeah, like today's Zombies theme, for example.
Chris needs to go to rehab. Fred is stating his case to Chris to be sick.
Hey, you know, maybe he is great.
That was a nonverbal. Yo, bro, I did this. He's really on survive, but everybody thinks he's
fine. Chris needs to go to rehab. Come on, dude. Stop playing that, guys. You're embarrassing me. Guys, you're embarrassing me. Stop. Come on.
Play the sports songs now. No, but like I'm saying, like even that, it's there's a certain. I don't understand how this turned into a lick Fred's ass segment.
Dude, I don't know.
No, but you know what it is?
It's the enthusiasm.
It's Vito's insecurity about not being on the show, and he's deflecting it over towards me.
And Fred's gladly accepting.
Of course.
It's fine. It's going back to like how do we rectify me not knowing what's going on, and it's basically saying, well, you know, like. Freddie's got a little niche, and that's great. You know, like he found a niche to fill, and
a tiny little niche.
Tell that to the people on the message board.
You know, but you know, could you do go without it now?
We'll see you next week. Oh, Fred, we have to talk after the show.
The sports songs—they're not doing it. They're not cutting the mustard.
Yeah, dude. Like I said, I just want to work it out.
I don't want to. I hate losing people from the show. I'm bummed that like apparently Monty just doesn't call us or listen
come
to the
back,
show
Monty.
Anymore.
Well, you're saying it as if he ever listened
Chicken
to the show.
He never really listened to the show. He'd wake up at the crack and won.
Well, he contributed though. I mean, you know, it bums me out that this come became back, a personal deal.
I'm not disagreeing with you. He's saying come back, Monty. Someplace that Monty's never going to listen to.
I'm willing him.
Oh, wow, wow.
Yeah, that's my point. He's never listened to the show. He certainly hasn't listened to it after the show, a half hour after the show's over.
Especially since I kind of openly campaigned on the air for what he wanted to do to be accepted. And like, so he's like, this is actually like him taking issue with you personally and cutting everyone else off.
Strangely enough, almost precisely when Monty stopped calling and appearing in the chat room is when Ferb showed up.
When who did?
Ferb, F-U-R-B.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's actually funny that, like, Vito's getting paid to be on the radio right now, and we're not. You're at work, right, Vito? You're actually getting paid to do this, and we're not. So who's better than you?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vito Show.
Anyway, I'm actually off next week, so I'll probably actually stop by and, like, watch football.
Yeah, we don't
You're not invited.
And we're not looking to have people
and
come
I'm
in
And I'm actually
oh,
not going to be here next
Is
week,
the
I'll be
door
working.
Closed now?
Perfect.
Door's closed now. The door's closed.
Please come in. Keith's not going to be here.
All right. So next week we'll establish how we move forward with the
Vito. Have a good show, but not too good.
Fred, mental note: a lot of Vito songs next week. A lot of Vito songs.
Mental notes aren't spoken.
Just jump
out
over every word I say, Fred. Every time I open my mouth, just throw something out there.
Oh, come on. Vito. I love you, Vito. Come on.
Vito, I'd open mouth kiss you if I could.
We've got plenty of drops from today's conversation that Fred can work into something, I'm sure.
Guaranteed.
Does anyone want to talk about how great it is when Chris gets mad at Brian?
Oh, the face that he makes? That face. That long face. That long Gindaloon face of his.
Oh, you wanted to talk about Christopher Columbus. I forgot to bring it up.
Oh, it's Columbus Day.
What about?
You were mad about the Empire State Building being... red, green, and whatever the other color is.
White.
White?
Of course it is.
I'm Irish, Polish, and Greek. I have no clue.
Oh, my God. You're supposed to be marching today. Go by Vito's store.
Parade. Oh, my God. Can I tell you something really funny?
Julie Lou wants to do it with me.
Usually the parades go down Fifth Avenue towards downtown.
But they're going up because they're Polish.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew it.
That's the greatest thing ever. Look.
What?
Vito, did you see Inland Empire? It's very heavily.
What did you guys talk about that?
No,
like
we didn't.
Every week. See,
no, that's
the thing.
About
you know,
there's a heavy Polish
every
theme
week
in
it.
It
wouldn't be.
Love you, Vito.
Thank you, guys. Well, thank you, Freddie. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know about love. I love the Doritos I'm eating right now with my mic off. Hey, buddy. Seriously, cut the crap. Go and watch football. Be American. And I'll touch the little things when you like them. Play the 90210 outro to end the show this week, okay?
Okay, live long and Shaka.
Ew. Mm. Such a shock jock.
What'd I say?
Awesome. Love you, Vito.
Good night, guys.
Good night, Ferb.
It's 1:30.
You heard it here first. The show is over.